Vandegrift Vipers football is on the air. Brought to you by Kenfield Golf Cars, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Mighty Fine Burgers, Bartlett, Texas Family Physicians, Rock Solid Construction, Dr. Crawford Texas Orthopedics, Weinheimer Well, Card My Yard, Bennett Technologies, Texas Malibu, Budget Blinds, Big Red Car Wash, Province CPA, Chicken Express, Independence Title, and Covert Auto Group. Here's the voice of the Vandegrift Vipers, Merle Bertrand.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Halloween Eve, and welcome back to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. My name is Merle Bertrand, coming to you live tonight from Monroe Memorial Stadium on the campus of Vandegrift High School in Austin, Texas, joined again by Scott Schaffner and Hank Hudson here in the booth. Zach Becerra down on the sidelines, along with Darren Cohen back in the Austin Radio Network studios. And guys, it was just over 2 years ago in this very field that the Vipers defeated Cedar Ridge 17-14 in an overtime thriller to start what is now an 18-game district winning streak. Hopefully, history will repeat itself on this night before Halloween, and the Vipers can make Monroe Stadium a house of horrors for Cedar Ridge again.
It's been a heck of a run for the Vipers since then. I remember it well, but you know, we also have a history of just weird things happening on Halloween. It always seems like this time of year brings about all kinds of strange stuff. Beautiful night for football, perfect football weather. It's also virtual homecoming, as if that's not weird enough. And then you bring a couple of teams in that I think are really well matched. You try to play that common opponent comparative score game, and it's going to make your head hurt. But you got Cedar Ridge coming in with a defense that looks great getting off the bus. We'll find out how stout they are tonight. They've got a good running game too to complement that, and it'll be another test for that Viper defense. And just want to continue to see progression that we've seen every week with the Vipers, Hank.
Absolutely correct, and it's Halloween, and it's a bad moon, a full moon rising over Monroe Stadium. It's a beautiful night for football. It's the big hullabaloo. It's everything, the big kahuna. This is a big game. It's the most important game of the season for both these teams early on in district play. And I think the matchup that I'm really going to be paying attention to tonight is that big, huge offensive line for the Vipers up against a very stout defensive line from Cedar Ridge. So it's going to be the battle in the trenches. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch, and what a great night for football.
Every night's a great night for football. We're all in agreement on that. That sets the table here. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll hear from Vipers head coach Drew Sanders talking about the Vipers' dominating win over McNeil last week and tonight's matchup with the Cedar Ridge Raiders. You're listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the ABC Home and Commercial Service High School Football Radio Network.
Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is from right here in Austin. As you know, Austin has several fine burger establishments. That's why we're especially proud that Zagat has rated Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes the number one burger in Austin. So is it Zagat or Zagat's? Like I said, there are several good burger places here in Austin. But as you know, there's good and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Hey, it's Eric. You've heard me talking about my golf carts. And not just any golf cart. Candy apple red, jacked up, got the rims on it. No, I got a sweet ride from Kenfield Golf Cars.
So beautiful.
New, used, rental, whatever the case is, whatever you're in the market for, Kenfield, they are the way to go. Kenfield's been king of the golf cart mountain here in Austin since 1979. After the sale, it's the service that counts. At Kenfield Golf Cars. I'll see you there.
And we're
pleased to be joined once again by the head coach of the Vandegrift Vipers, Coach Drew Sanders. And, Coach, the Vipers did what good teams are supposed to do. They jumped out on McNeil early and often and never looked back. Your thoughts on a dominant 49-0 Viper win over the Mavericks last Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right, Merle. We had hoped we would be able to do that, but, you know, you never know. And so it was really nice to see our guys have a great week of work. And I know I mentioned that before the interview, before the game, and we in the interview, that we worked really hard. So it was nice to see that work come to fruition, and our guys went out and played really hard, had a lot of energy, and the result was apparent. You know, 42-0 halftime lead.
Well, you've been flirting with it all season long, and you finally got your shutout. Has the defense kind of given all the new folks in offense a little time to find themselves a little bit?
Yeah, you know, maybe that's the case. You know, we're just all sides, you know, special teams, offense, defense, just trying to improve every single day and every single outing. And so, you know, I feel like we are. I feel like all of us are improving. And I think anybody that watched us play in our scrimmage to where we are now, I think that's a mark of a well-coached team, is a team that, you know, you can visibly see improvement throughout each game. And so, I think that's happening. And the kids are being super coachable. It's been a fun start to the year.
Well, it feels like the offense is kind of getting there fast. Bowen Lewis certainly looks at the best he's looked since he's coming back from his injury. Talk about the offense's progress a little bit, and what more would you like to see from the offense heading into the second half of the season?
Well, offensively, it's been great to see Ryan throwing the ball around, and we have so many different receivers catching touchdowns.
Yeah.
And that's probably my favorite thing that I'm seeing, is just the wealth is just being spread around. 5 touchdowns, and everybody went to 4 different people, and Ryan's throwing the ball well, and we're protecting better. I know I mentioned that last week, but I feel like our offensive line is getting better each week. And then, you know, I'm not sure I have anything specific for the offense. I'd like for us to continue to monitor our mistakes. I felt like we had very few penalties. I think we had 2 or 3
yeah.
The other night, and our magic rule is 6. If we get less than 6, then generally we're going to do really well in the game. And so we're doing that. But I just like to see us continually improve and not get satisfied, not get happy that we had a nice performance
right.
The last couple of weeks.
Glad to get Vipers head coach Drew Sanders, I guess, here on the pregame show. You and I talk about, and we do it in the booth as well, talk about the target on the Vipers' back. That started when Vandegrift knocked off the defending champ Cedar Ridge about 2 years ago. So talk about this year's Raiders team a little bit.
Yeah, Cedar Ridge is a tremendous program, one of the winningest programs in the Austin area. And every game we've had has been a battle. This year's Cedar Ridge team, I am very impressed with them because they graduated a lot.
Yeah.
And here they are again playing really good football. And it's just a mark of a great program. Coach Robinson does an amazing job. The sub-varsity teams are always very competitive with us, too. And I think that's just a mark of a great coaching staff. But this year's team on offense is kind of balanced. And they got a new offensive coordinator from last year, the last time we played them, to this year. And they definitely like to run the ball, but at the same time, they're balanced and can throw the screen game, and they're going to throw it downfield with their quarterback. And defensively, they're probably one of the best-looking defenses we have played this year. They're big, they're strong, and long in the D-line. So they're going to give us all we can ask for on Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And like we were talking before we started the interview here, the weather's completely changed this week. It's football weather out there. Did that affect practices at all this week?
Besides coaches having 22 layers on, no, not really. You know, my kids are really gripe about it. It's funny, it's the coaches that do. You know, they try to act all tough and then come out and 2 pairs of gloves, 10 socks, and 3 pairs of pants. You know, it's pretty funny. But, we were able to get in good practices this week, and we feel good about, our challenge. Obviously, it's a big challenge, but we're excited. We're so thankful to be playing games and so thankful to still be playing football. And my coaches and kids and community is all just happy and excited to go play a homecoming game.
Well, as usual, you were ahead of the curve by growing the facial hair last year. You knew this cold weather was coming, Coach.
Yeah, you know, people say it's football weather, but what we say at Vandegrift is this is playoff weather.
Yeah.
And this gets us thinking about the playoffs and what we're playing for. The normal season, we're kind of finishing the regular season. But for us now, we're in the middle of battling for playoff positioning and hopefully defending our district title again.
Well, on that note, any final thoughts here before we let you go?
Well, I think we've sold out all of our tickets, so I hope to see a lot of people lined up along the fence. Of course, socially distanced on Friday night.
That sounds good, Coach. Good luck on Friday night.
Thanks, bro.
Bandicoot 5% Coach Drew Sanders, a guest here on the pregame show. We'll take a break. We'll be back in time for the kickoff. This is Bandicoot 5% Football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way, chicken eats, unbelievable sweet eats. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Chicken eats, the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size, make a meal, chicken eats is for real. Follow me to chicken eats, gotta have their sweet eats.
Prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Does your home need a fresh look? The designers at Budget Blinds are here to help. Budget Blinds has been Austin's local window covering experts for more than 10 years. They have the largest selection of window coverings, including shades, plantation shutters, drapes, and even outdoor patio shades. And all can be controlled with a touch of a button or the sound of your voice. Budget Blinds of Austin and Hill Country has a style and service for every budget. Give Budget Blinds a call at 512-593-5505 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com to schedule your in-home consultation and get inspired today.
Budget Blinds.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians at River Place anytime. Walk-in hours daily, no appointment necessary, or online at texasfp.com.
And we're lucky to be back in the normal Memorial Stadium. Bandicoot Piper is on the road around home tonight to take on the Cedar Ridge Raiders. Merle Birch has Scott Shaw for Hank Hudson here. And the Vipers coming in with a mark of 3-1 overall, 2-0 in the district after a 49-0 shutout win over McNeil last week. The Cedar Ridge Raiders come in at 2-2 overall, 1-1 in the district after falling 38-24 to Vista Ridge last week. Third overall meeting between the two teams. The Vipers now lead the series 2-0 after following up the aforementioned 17-14 thriller with a 28-7 win last year in Round Rock. We'll step aside one more time. We've got to squeeze in one more break before kickoff and be back to bring the kickoff to you. Bandicoot Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandergrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
If you or your Vandergrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatments. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Hey, it's Eric. You've heard me talking about my golf carts. And not just any golf cart. Candy apple red, jacked up, got the rims on it. No, I got a sweet ride from Kenfield Golf Cars.
So beautiful.
New, used, rental, whatever the case is, whatever you're in the market for, Kenfield, they are the way to go. Kenfield's been king of the golf cart mountain here in Austin since 1979. After the sale, it's the service that counts. At Kenfield Golf Cars, I'll see you there.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
Memorial Stadium. We are just moments away from kickoff here. The Vandegrift Vipers will be kicking off going from left to right in the home gray jerseys and pants with the white numerals gray helmets. Cedar Ridge Raiders, the road team going from right to left. They're wearing the white jerseys, purple pants, purple numerals, and the white helmet. And the ball is in the air. We are underway from Monroe Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is going to sail back inside the 4-yard line on a fair catch called for.
And Vipers won the toss, and as they typically do, deferred to put their defense on the field first. Hoping for a quick stop and play the field position game here a little bit.
Well, this Viper defense has been stout so far on the season, for sure. Coming in here, giving up just, 10.5 points per game, and even that's a little bit too high. 7 points scored on a pick six, 7 more against the reserve. So other than that season opening game against Cedar Park,
Cedar Ridge always got some seriously good athletes. See how the Vipers start off in D.
Lockie Sandoval handing it off right side, looking for some running room out across the 30 to the 32-yard line. On the carry was Dylan Morello.
He's a guy that can take it to the house, not a big guy, Morello, but one of those guys, if he gets loose, Hank, he's can take it to the house.
Cedar Ridge has always got just a great combination of size and quickness. Athletes and some big hogs.
And handoff up the middle, sacked up, and going to be losing a yardage on the play. That's going to bring up a 3rd down and 5.
This will be a good test for the Vipers tonight. Sort of both teams, well-regarded defense. I think most people will tell you number one, number two in the district defensively. Both will get a test tonight.
3rd down and 5 coming up here. 3 receivers here to the near side, 1 split wide right. Dropping back is Sandoval. Under pressure, pocket breaks now rolling to his right and buys himself some more time up to the 30-yard line and fires over to the right side and incomplete, trying to get it down the field to Devon Turner, and it's going to be a 3-and-out here for the Viper defense.
Yeah, really nice play, though, by Sandoval to keep that one alive and almost made a tremendous play to pick up the 1st down there.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't tuck that under and just run. He might have made it. Said he went for a difficult throw on the run to receiver who's pretty well covered.
Got a glimpse of his mobility. Weeks past where Viper defenders were able to catch the QB for a sack. Sandoval was able to get away and at least take a shot at that one.
Good battle. Tyler Harrison on that right defensive end. Did a good job keeping his contained, Scott, making sure Sandoval didn't break it up to the outside.
Looks like Victor Taylor back to punt it away here for the Cedar Ridge Raiders.
They had a little confusion there, kind of bringing a guy in at the last second. They have to call timeout, or they were in danger of getting a delay of game call there.
So a quick time out of the field. We may as well take it with them. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is from right here in Austin. As you know, Austin has several fine burger establishments. That's why we're especially proud that Zagat has rated Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes the number one burger in Austin. So is it Zagat or Zagat's? Like I said, there are several good burger places here in Austin. But as you know, there's good and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com. Or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Well, that lands on the turf and it rolls dead at about the 35-yard line. So that's where the Vipers will take over for their first offensive possession of the night. Just underway, 10:51 to go opening quarter on this Halloween Eve. As you see the beautiful full moon there for those of you watching the video feed. A full moon on Halloween. That's kind of creepy. Two receivers either side in stick formation. Play action pass. Linebacker swings it out far side. Complete up to the 35 to the 40. And out across the 40 to the 43-yard line, out to Taylor Dumar.
Pass complete to number one, Taylor Dumar.
Senior Ryan, big play back coming off a five-touchdown performance last week. Now 44 out of 73, 601 yards, 12 touchdowns, 4 interceptions on the season, finding his favorite receiver right there. And off up the middle and stacked up. I think it was Bowen Lewis at the 45-yard line. I'm going to be very near the first down marker.
I think we talked about that all-important matchup in the trenches here tonight. That's what we're going to be looking to see, what kind of momentum the Vipers can establish up front. Well, it's a nice-looking defense.
Yeah, they look really good, like you said, getting off the bus and statistically as well.
First down, Vipers to the 45-yard line. I shouldn't say he's his favorite receiver, the guy who's caught the most passes. Pass going out here. The near side complete again to Dumar and into Raider territory down to the 47-yard line. About an 8-yard pickup, second down and two.
Dumar right on cue.
Holton Garrison, the 76 right tackle. 68 Ethan Barnard, that right guard, doing a great job on that play.
Hand off up the middle. This is Ryan Shepard going to get very near the first down marker. I actually stacked him up at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It's going to bring up a third down and two.
That's tough sledding. We're going to see a four-man front almost all night from the Raider defense. And gear up and challenge you.
Well, this is one of these deals where it's going to be tire irons and meet you at the 50-yard line all night long. This battle, the O-line for Vandegrift versus Cedar Ridge's big front four.
I started using that phrase when I feed my cats now. Hey, you two. Third down and two from the 47-yard line of the Raiders. Vandegrift's first offensive possession of the night, moving from left to right on a beautiful night in Austin, Texas. And off Lewis, right side, has a first down and more. There's that burst of speed inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. The Vipers move the chains.
Yeah, they were trying to chase him down from the backside on that one. Couldn't quite catch him. Nice gain.
Boy, they had a cornerback stab or outside linebacker stab coming from that left side. I think against a lesser man, he would have caught him in the backfield.
First down and 10. They give it to him again, and this time stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Nice job there by the Raider defense. Getting up from the bottom of the pile, Isaiah Horn and Brennan Shepard. Loss of one. Second down and 11 from the 38-yard line.
Well, we've been really consistent with the same starting offensive line this year. Years past, we've seen injuries and rotation a little more often, but this is the same starting five we've seen since game one.
And we've seen this group just really develop each week and come together as a unit.
Back rolling to his left and dumps it off underneath, complete to Shepard out of the backfield. Breaks a tackle to the 30 and 25, inside the 20, down to the 18, maybe the 17-yard line. Just a little dump off pass there, and Ryan Shepard did the rest.
Yeah, I love getting the ball out in his hands out in the flat. And Ryan Shepard did the rest. Really did some nice running in the open field. And love the way the Vipers are sort of mixing up the pass and the play action, or the play action pass and the run here.
Now Shepard. Up the middle, breaks the first tackle, stacks up the 15-yard line, spun for about 3 yards on the play. That'll bring up a second down and 7 from the 15.
They went through a quick screen on the very first play, so they're trying to keep that defense off balance a little bit.
Given the time behind that left side, big Jack Gullett, the manimal, number 70, and then 78, Ethan Fisk. Left tackle. Formidable looking offensive line. Looking good so far.
Yeah, you talk about looking good getting off the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Second down and 8, just outside the 15. Play action pass and pump fake. Back rolling to his left. Now kind of a behind his back pass. Dangerous, but
I don't think it got past him. We'll see what they call there.
That's a good point.
Conference. I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to call intentional grounding here.
I think it went to the left.
He was outside the pocket, but it didn't appear to cross the line of scrimmage.
And he threw it behind his back, and there's the flag.
Certainly no receiver in the area,
as only a former quarterback would catch.
Yeah, I tried that stuff, too. It didn't work any better for me.
It looked good.
Yeah, right. It was impressive.
Well, that's a loss of down.
Yeah, intentional ground. So that'll be third down and long now for the Vipers with 7:04 to go opening quarter.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you just, be cognizant of the lost yardage plays, whether it's the sack, trying to get rid of the ball. Keep your team in field goal range.
Third down and about. They're at the 26. I got to get it down to the 8. So, third and 18 for the Vipers.
Just pick up a chunk here and give yourself a shot to put some points on the board. Be a hefty kick from this range.
Two receivers wide left, two to the near side. Back, dropping back. And a quarterback draw up the middle. That'll work too. 25-20. Bounce it to the outside of the 15. Looking for more. Turns the corner to the 10. To the 5. And knocked out of bounds at the 2-yard line. First and go, Vandegrift.
Or go ahead and pick up the first down.
You can do that.
That'd be good too. Nice call. Great call. Great call, by the way. Because
looks like a design run all the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Quarterback draw all the way. And you know, how many plays have we seen him make, critical plays on third down to keep drives alive? And that's
a
big
one. What a move he made there at about the 15, 18-yard line.
Yeah, it was the difference. Yeah, it was the difference between getting nice, you know, decent field goal and picking up the first down and giving your team a chance here to punch one in, first and goal from the one.
I'll tell you what, Moses couldn't have parted the Red Sea any better.
Yeah.
Back up under center, quarterback sneak, diving towards the goal line. Does not quite look like he got in. No indication yet.
Like there was a fumble on the snap on the exchange there because he just sort of fell down right away. It didn't get a good push.
Yeah.
Hard to see from here, but sometimes that happens when you go under center. And
you don't do it that often.
Well, especially goal line. Even when you're doing it a lot, you're in that goal line set, and everybody's at sort of different angles. Linemen are trying to get a little bit lower. People stepping on your feet. The ball doesn't come up in the same way that it does when you're outside of the red zone.
Second and goal from about the 1-yard line. Two receivers wide right. Back. Shakes off the first defender and into the end zone. Touchdown, Vandegrift.
He actually has Ryan Shepard out of the Wildcat.
Thank you.
Nice play.
I'll tell you what, it just easily could have been a 4-yard loss right there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A great move by Ryan Shepard, Scott. And then that left side of that offensive line again, Jack Gullett, number 70, and number 78, Ethan Fist, just absolutely caved in that side of the offensive defensive line. So once he made that escape, it was a touchdown, Vipers.
Charlie Fournier for the extra point. It is up, and it is good. So 6:15 to go, opening quarter. Vipers draw first blood, take a 7-0 lead. We'll take a break. Be back for the kickoff. Andy Good Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Since 1977, Factory Mattress has been a locally owned family business, giving customers a great night's sleep at an unbeatable price. With decades of experience, a lower price guarantee on all the top brands, including Tempur-Pedic, and the advanced science of our Right Fit technology, Factory Mattress treats Texans right. Come experience the difference shopping local can make at Factory Mattress. Premium brands, lowest prices, sleep on it.
My Factory Mattress.
Lance and Katie Clausen for Interspace Cavern in Georgetown.
Lance, you're turning into a real caveman with your Rona beard, shaggy hair. You're growing out the kids, and I'm pretty sure I saw leaves in the bathroom near the toilet paper holder.
Yeah, Katie, something has got to give. Folks, it's time to get moving and away from Netflix and go to Interspace Cavern. We're taking every precaution for your safety, so stop in and see all the new sights and stories, as well as the old ones from when you were there as a kid. Come and see us today. We're fun and we're open.
Interspace Cavern in Georgetown, 20 minutes from downtown Austin, exit 259.
Good start for the Vandegrift Vipers. A 3-and-out on defense. And took the drive downfield, converted on a 3rd and long, and then a touchdown. The Vipers lead at 7-0 here with 6:15 to go opening quarter.
It was a really impressive drive to start this one.
And kickoff, Sales, fair catch called for and made again at the 1-yard line.
Boy, for your first drive, guys, you go 12 plays. You take up nearly 5 minutes of time off the clock.
Yep.
You threw the ball 4 times, 3 completions, 7 runs, moved the ball 65 yards. And a meticulous
drive. Yeah, just kind of kept that defense of the Raiders on their heels a little bit. And kind of a, you know, quintessential Vandegrift Viper drive there to start the game after a 3-and-out pitched by the defense. It's like, great start.
Advantage Viper's old line, the big matchup we were looking at. So let's get another 3-and-out.
Raiders coming out with and throwing down to the backfield. What a beautiful job there coming out on the backside.
That was Ricky Sweeney.
Ricky Sweeney.
Oh, man. Got there in a hurry.
Ricky Sweeney with a team-leading 3 sacks. Not a sack that time.
Christian Davis, actually.
That was Christian Davis.
Yeah. Coming in from sort of that nose tackle.
Once again, the Vipers starting out in a 3-man line. Made a nice inside move there. Gets right up the A gap, or maybe the B gap.
And quarterback is going to keep it himself this time out near the original line of scrimmage, and that is about it for Joaquin Sandoval.
Yeah, we talk about how active those front three are for the Vipers, and just, you know, have tremendous motors on all parts, but it's fun just to watch all the, you know, sort of the choreographed stunting that's going on there.
So much good.
Isolate that. I mean, it's like a dance in there.
I've used this analogy before. It's like rush.
How do you get
so much out of three guys?
That's right. You never know where they're coming from.
Sandoval in the shotgun, running receiver to his left, dropping back. Pocket breaks down, and he gets away from the defender. And Kent, he's still on his feet and finally brought him out from behind.
It's like, how many of them are there out there? I think that's how he
Tucker
feels.
Harrison finally put him down.
I mean, that D-line is relentless, and they're getting that kind of pressure with three guys, and it's just incredible.
It was like that scene in Aliens.
Yeah.
They just come keep coming at you.
Yeah.
Nice analogy, Merle. So they brought a fourth guy out the outside, but, you know, I mean, just relentless pressure. You know, one, two, three, the fourth guy got him.
Yeah.
Tyler Harrison, another sack, tackle for loss. Vipers looking resplendent on defense.
Ooh.
Resplendent. Wow.
The word of the night so far.
High line drive punt. And lands at the 48-yard line before it's caught there by Joseph Captain for Cedar Ridge.
I'm looking forward to Reese Beecham before we go to break here, just kind of sort of measuring that.
Yes.
Because he'll move in a little bit. Those line drive punts set themselves up for a return. And
yeah, it's kind of
he's
a
guy that, yeah, exactly.
There.
I think he's measuring it. Watch that.
The Viper offense takes the field up 7-0, 4:26 to go, opening title. Looking for their 19th straight district win against a team where it all started 2 years ago. Back in the shotgun. Hand off, Bowen Lewis left side, picks his way back inside and going to get to about the 49, maybe the 48-yard line. Two-yard pickup there, going to bring up a second down and 8.
Think about that game and just the sort of the tone that it set. I mean, if you recall, the Vipers were down 14-0 and it looked kind of, people left them for dead.
Right.
They made a remarkable comeback and ended up winning it, and that they were off to the races from there. But I think it was just an example of more to come when it comes to watching Viper football and the character of the football teams that we've seen and the games that we've seen since then.
Oh, my, how times have changed. The Vipers were winning that game and most of the games that season as the underdog.
Yeah.
Shoes on the other foot.
A sort of pass underneath to Lewis, and Cedar Ridge ready for it. He's going to get back near the original line of scrimmage, and that's about it. He lined up in the left slot, took that shuttle pass, but the Raiders have watched some tape on that one.
Yeah, they haven't. You know, they that threat four up there does get some penetration, and that's what can disrupt a play like that that takes a little time to develop.
So we'll see if they can pick up another third down here. Third down and 8 from the Raider 49-yard line. Two receivers wide left, one on the near side. Back in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Good protection. Now starts to break down, but he rolls to his right. Buys himself some time. Fires over to the right side and incomplete up the near sideline. Tried to get it to, I think that was like I can't see. Is that Caleb Lewis? No, it's...
Let's see. I think it was
Cooper.
I think it was Braden Buchanan, number 15.
Braden Buchanan.
That
yeah, I couldn't see the number.
Yeah. Great pressure that time from LeBrennan Shepard, a defensive end, number 8. It's a good looking player. Back had to work really hard to escape there and give himself a chance.
Ben Scott set to punt this one away. 38.8 yards per punt. 11. 5 of his 11 punts inside the 20-yard line. That's what he's looking to do here. Gets it away high, booming punt into the October sky. And bobbled at the 8-yard line, but he managed to hang on to it. And Cedar Ridge will take over. We'll take a break. 2:56 to go, first quarter. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Card My Yard. When good news comes your way, skip the card and stake the yard. It's the easiest way to decorate for any celebration. We do all the work for you. Book your order online and we'll set up the surprise and take down the decorations afterwards. Grand opening, anniversary, or any special occasion. Card My Yard. 95 Franchise. Franchises throughout the U.S. Now a proud sponsor of your school. Visit CardMyYard.com today.
For over 20 years, Weinheimer Wealth Management has offered financial planning strategies and investment management services. They put all their energy into developing, implementing, and monitoring investment strategies to help their clients reach their financial and lifestyle goals. Just as important, Matt and Contessa Weinheimer have lived here for 17 years. Their kids were born here, and they will graduate as Vipers. They are proud to support Viper football in this community. Check them out at WeinheimerWealth.com.
Take a fine first down for Cedar Ridge. They come out with a second down and 5, and now they're going to take a timeout. Of course, we're at commercial when they're playing. They take a timeout when we come back. Just a handoff up the left side for a 5-yard pickup. It was a great opportunity. The Vipers have them pinned down inside the 20-yard line, slip the field, and get the football back.
Yeah, you're right. You know, kind of set the tone here. But so far, the Raider offense is struggling to figure out that Viper D. Been really active up front. which is creating havoc. No matter they're trying to throw the ball or run the ball, they just have not been able to get on track. And Drew Sanders and his coaching staff trying to keep it that way, especially as they've got the Raiders pinned down deep in their own territory.
We got a good look at what's going on, some game time coaching over on the hot bench right there. We see the entire offensive line lined up in their positions. Coach Mauser was coaching them up.
He was coaching them up.
I think he was
trying to motivate them.
I think he was a little disappointed, perhaps, with that second drive.
Providing a little motivational speech.
Yeah, I think got some.
What's any good O-line coaches and offensive coordinators going to do?
Absolutely.
So after the timeout, second down, let's call it 4 from the 15-yard line for the Cedar Ridge Raiders. Move it from right to left. Official comes in. Raiders ready to go, but the timeout had not officially expired yet.
On that last punt by Ben Scott, another beauty down there to make sure that we had somebody on hand was the deep snapper. This Drake in 84 got down there first.
Somehow Sandoval spun free and fired from the near sideline. That is going to be the best incomplete pass of his career right there.
Yeah, Austin Skoglund had him dead to rights. And, again, we talked about his sort of escapability. I know that's not a real word, but we hear that a lot when you're talking about quarterbacks who are sort of slippery. And did a nice job avoiding a loss, big loss.
Skoglund disappointed there, gave himself a double hand head slap for not managing to
really careful. Don't linebackers can enter themselves in the concussion protocol if they're not careful.
Third down and 4 from the 16-yard line. And Sandoval going to keep it himself and buried it about the 19-yard line. Ball came out. Scramble for it. Looks like the Raiders got back out. Well, Vipers are saying they've got it, though.
They're always going to sell it, so we'll see. But I think they're going to be short of the first down, regardless.
Raiders will get it back, but it is going to be a fourth down and 2.
Interesting call here.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like they're going to take the chance.
No, I always wonder about that. I never played football beyond my freshman year. A guy makes a big play, you know, heavy impact. He comes off to the field, and everybody pounds him on the helmet. And like, dude, lighten up. Yep.
I was fine until everybody congratulated
me. That's right. Cedar Ridge is going to punt it away with 1:30 to go in this opening quarter. Good snap back. And again, a line drive, end over end kick. And as Scott talked about, fielded there by Beecham, makes a move at the 40 to the 35, breaks free again, and he's going to get knocked down at the 32-yard line. But just as Scott talked about, he moved himself into position, fielded it cleanly, and a low line drive kick. He had plenty of time to run.
Yeah, so he measured the last two, and I think he positioned himself a little differently that time and was able to catch it on the fly. And
exactly right.
It set up the Vipers in great field position. I think, a net of about 10 yards on it?
I have a really sneaking suspicion that at some point during the season, we're going to see Mr. Beecham do something electric on a punt return or on offense as a receiver, as a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, you watch him there, and he's just, you know, he eludes. He breaks, he slips tackles.
Yeah, if you're a Viper fan, you like to see Reese Beecham with the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
Something fun's going to happen.
Back in the shotgun, 2 receivers wide right, 1 receiver wide left. Shepard lined up to his right side, and a Shepard with carry. And runs right into the line and plowed under there at about the 31-yard line, a 1-yard pickup. I was thinking about this today, and if I remember right, in their school history, Bandit still not had a punt return for a touchdown, is that correct?
I talked to Coach Sanders about that today, and to his recollection, that is correct.
That's what I was thinking.
The one Travis Brandon kickoff return, but
I knew it was one of the other.
I don't believe we've seen.
We've had a blocked punt for a touchdown.
Yes, we have.
This season, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we've had 2 blocked punts in one game this season.
Second and 9 from the 32-yard line. Trips now wide right. Nobody to the near side. Back dropping back. Looking. Firing. Over the middle. Got a receiver and a sliding catch.
That was Bo Lewis.
A sliding catch at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, great work by Lewis and back on that one. He had him, but kind of threw him away from the defender.
Right.
And Bo and Lewis went down and made a tremendous catch.
First and goal, Vipers. 17 seconds. Clock rolling again. Trips to the near side and a triangle. Shepard lined up at the right side.
Shepard touchdown.
And it is a touchdown, Vandegrift. Made it look easy.
Yes, he did. Great work up front, Hank, by the Hogs.
No question about it.
Open that up.
You know what? Also, I want to give a big shout-out to that Ryan Anderson, number 25. He's a senior tight end, and he is doing a solid job the last 2 or 3 games. We've seen him in there. And, you know, if you're not calling his name a lot, that means that something good is happening because he's making sure he blocks his man. And run game's got to have a good tight end to make the run game effective.
A good tight end is a quarterback's best friend, too.
Good snap and hold. 48's extra point attempt is up, and it is good. 3 seconds left. We'll keep it here. So we're going to break right after the kickoff. 14-0, Vipers on top. Good start, just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, exactly. What a great start to the... We couldn't really drawn it up a whole lot better in terms of the way the defense is playing. They are just flat out getting after the Raiders right now. The Raiders don't have an answer for it. And then offensively, Hank, man, the Vipers are executing to perfection here in all phases of the game, run and pass.
Well, and as you pointed out, Scott, a really nice mix of play calling, inside runs, yeah. Outside runs. Hard to get a feel for what you got to do as a defense when you've got that many ways to spread the ball around.
Yeah, and had the short field set up by a great special teams play by Reese Beecham and kind of put them in great field position.
It's fun to watch, and we talk about it all the time, watch a team develop its personality. This team's personality, one of the many characteristics, they get off to good starts against Ellison, mm-hmm. against McNeil, against Vista Ridge, and they're doing it again tonight.
Well, that's a great point, Merle, because we've seen it in a few years past where that hasn't been the case.
Yeah.
Particularly two years ago.
Taking a few years away from my life.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 2 years ago, it's the same team, as you pointed out. That's got 14-0. We're in the hole,
mm-hmm.
and it looked like it could have been worse at that point. Vipers came storming back to start that undefeated run of district wins. Coach Mauser looks happier this time in front of the hot bench.
Funny how that works.
Yes.
And the kickoff again from 48. This one goes into and out of the end zone.
That's a heck of a kick.
No wind at all.
Nothing moving out there tonight.
So one more snap here for the final 3 seconds of quarter number one. Next week, Thursday night football, we'll move over to the Kelly Reese Athletic Center to take on the Westwood Warriors. I'm glad that game isn't this week because us playing Westwood around Halloween is always a scary proposition.
Yeah, it's just strange things can happen.
That's one of the more unforgivable games, I think, I've ever seen.
The light stand game.
Yeah,
we had to go out there early because something was wrong with the lights.
Mm-hmm. It was their homecoming. It was about 45 degrees and drizzling and
a hazy shade of winter.
Play action pass, swung it out right side, complete up to the 20 to the 25-yard line, and a count across the 30 and steps out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. And that is how a good first quarter for the Vandegrift Vipers is going to come to an end here from Monroe Memorial Stadium. To score at the end of one. Vandegrift 14, Cedar Ridge nothing. We'll take a break. We'll be back for the second quarter. This is Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com. Or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandegrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
One quarter in the books, quarter number two, about ready to get underway here from Monroe Memorial Stadium. Vipers defending now from right to left, and the handoff up the middle by Cedar Ridge is going to be out to about the 34-yard line. Going to bring up a third down and one. On the carry was Dylan Morello for Cedar Ridge. Merle Burchett, Scott Schaffner, Hank Cousin here, Zach Lucero down to the sideline. Derek Cohen back at the Austin Radio Network Studios.
Hunter Ross, number 20 and 44. Tucker Harrison, going to stop that time.
Or the Soul Crushers, if they can stop him here.
Off again to Morello. He broke the first tackle, got it out across the 35-yard line. That'll be good enough to move the chains or Cedar Ridge.
I think that's our first down, is it not?
I think you're right.
You might be right. Reese Beecham. Coming up quick to make the stop. Didn't get much more than the needed half yard for the first down.
So first down or 10-4, the Raiders at the 36-yard line. Just underway second quarter. Vandegrift on top 14-0. Sandoval rolling to his right, looking downfield. Now he's going to tuck it under. He's going to have to run, and he collides at the 40-yard line. with Jackson Oliver and Michael Master da Casa. But about a 5-yard pickup, second down and five.
Yeah, nice pickup for Sandoval on first down. But, yep. You know, I don't know if Hank, you're watching the secondary on that, but everybody was right where they're supposed to be. Yeah. There was nowhere for him to throw the football.
No windows to throw in. Mr. Sandoval proving to be pretty handy with his feet.
Sandoval, the senior quarterback. Hand off. Mm-hmm. Inner roll, just swallowed up. I believe that was Tucker Jordan. Harrison, or was it Ty Jordan?
I think it was both. I think both of them. Yeah, just go with that.
I saw a massive gray.
You'd probably be right, but yeah, both those guys just.
Number 54, Lucius Cummings.
Yeah, getting in there.
Also getting in on the action. As we've said many times, there's usually more than five guys in the general vicinity. Most of the time, there's 11.
A loss of two on the play, third down and seven from the 39-yard line. Sandoval, low snap, gets it off the carpet. Pocket breaks down, rolling to his right, and he's going to be stacked up at the 42-yard line. 20 for Vandergrift is on the Ross, 9-9, Ricky Sweeney.
That's a quarterback sandwich. And Hunter Ross.
And the Viper defense, just knowing that they've got another stop here, and you love their enthusiasm. Griffith Schaefer out there sort of indicating his approval of that play by his defensive teammates.
Well, they got there, and they got there with effect.
Yeah, they sure did.
Punting unit on again here for Cedar Ridge. Beecham standing at 25-yard line. Good snap back. And this kick angles over to the sideline. It rolls, and Beecham will pick it up at the 15-yard line. Breaks the first tackle to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, and steps out of bounds to the 32-yard line. Heads up play.
Yeah.
Realized they had time on the high hop and saved his team 20.
Yeah, some courage there, and had a nice little wall set up to...
Well, great block. Great block. Number 13, Clayton Moore. Right near the point of attack.
The Lone Ranger rides again.
That's right. There we go.
So the Vipers start this drive up 14-0, 9:06 to go first half, first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. The receiver's wide right, man coming in motion, now settles in behind Ryan Back. And it's a wraparound handoff. That was Bowen Lewis on the carry out to about the 33-yard line. It's a 3-yard pickup, second down and seven.
We saw some flashes last week of Bowen Lewis and kind of the breakaway speed that he has. It'll be fun to watch him continue to progress this season and
get stronger.
Get another opportunity to take one to the house tonight.
And with Ryan Shepard back there, he doesn't have to take all the
punishment
all night long.
Those two have developed into quite the 1-2 punch.
And this is going to be a quarterback draw by Back. He breaks the first tackle. Ooh, awkward fall there at the 38-yard line, very near the first down marker. And good to see Ryan Back get up.
Yep, pops right up.
I counted two pancakes on that play. And number one, first one by number 78, Ethan Fisk, got him on. And then number three, Cooper Dupree. Getting a little head hunting on the opposite side, knocked his guy down.
I tell you, you know, the one thing that they do very well at Vandergrift is the receivers all blocked.
Yeah.
You know, it comes in handy, of course, when they're running the quick screens and have to do that. But also on a play like that one where you've got a quarterback running with it, getting aggressive on the perimeter.
Third down and two from the 37-yard line. Back, stopping, always Steve spins out of the attempted sack, rolling to his right, buying time. And he is going to go down back to the 34-yard line. Just relentless pursuit out there. I think that was number 11, Dave.
Number 42.
One. I can't remember the. Can't read the writing here. One Ari, I think it is.
Number 11. Yeah.
Dave Nori.
Yeah. One Ari.
Yeah.
Perhaps we'll get an update on that from the Cedar Ridge staff.
Well, I did. And I crossed it out, and I can't remember the writing.
Can't read your own writing.
Yeah. Tried to plan ahead, and I shot myself in the foot. In any event, it's a loss back to the 34-yard line. The punting unit on for the second time tonight for Vandergrift. And Scott set to hit it away. Another high, booming punt. Caught in traffic dangerously at the 29-yard line. His arms were about a yard away from his body.
A fingertip catch there.
So Cedar Ridge will take over first and 10 at the 29-yard line. We'll take a break. Vandergrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Get a hot deal on some cool wheels with more for your trade. Nile Maxwell Alfa Romeo. Why settle when you can drive the most trusted luxury brand in America? A new Giulia with an 8-inch multi-touch display that gives you more control and best-in-class horsepower. A new Stelvio's interior excites with best-in-class horsepower to make every drive an adventure. Schedule your thrill at Nile Maxwell Alfa Romeo, 13049 Research Boulevard, or details online at nilemaxwellalfaromeo.com.
Texas High School Football Hall of Famer Craig Way. Are you ready for some high school football?
Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Thanks to your sponsorship, we're going to be broadcasting three of the best area high school games each week.
And ABC is thrilled to see everybody practicing social distancing and wearing their masks.
No mask holes here.
And bonus, my mask matches my Bermuda shorts.
Could use a little burnt orange in it.
Listen, you want to go, old man?
Five-yard penalty on the attempted first down, made it a first and 15. The center is trying to run it up the middle, and it's now second down and 15 as there was no gain in the play.
Number five, Austin Skoglund, acting like a linebacker right now.
Yeah, it was no gain because he ran into a brick wall. Yeah. Wearing number five, Austin Skoglund.
Second down and 15 coming up here from the 24-yard line. 14 and nothing, batting up on top halfway through this second quarter. Trips now wide left, one to the near side for the quarterback, Joaquin Sandoval. Sandoval dropping back. Pocket breaks down. He's going to go down. Tucker Harrison came through pretty much untouched, and it's now third down and a mile.
Yeah, they're just really struggling with all the stunts, and you know, some of them take a little while to develop, but it's creating these, you know, huge gaping holes for the front three and maybe a linebacker coming off the edge to get in, and Cedar Ridge is having a real hard time trying to figure that out.
Yeah, it looks like Tucker Harrison coming from the right defensive end, Scott, did a twist or a loop where, you know, it looks like he was the guy going behind, but there was just absolutely nobody there to block him. Skoglund coming from the other side. I think they accounted for him and left number 44 uncontested shot.
Third down at about 32 yards, and that carry right up to the 20-yard line gets some of it back. It's going to bring up a fourth down and long, and now Cedar Ridge will bring the punting unit out. We're going to send it back to check in with Stu Daniel back in the Flex ATX studios for a scoreboard update.
Yeah, Merle, Round Rock blanking McNeil through the first quarter, 14 to nothing. Your score, Dragons lead. Elgin and Glenn, fireworks. Glenn trailing Elgin 14-7. Eastview and Bastrop knotted up at 7, beginning of the second quarter. Merle?
All right, thank you, Stu, very much. And here it's 14 to nothing. Vipers on top coming up on the five-minute mark in this first half. Cedar Ridge and a familiar formation for the Raiders, the punt formation.
Vipers staying to get good field position again.
Oh, snap. A better punt this time. Beecham has to come over here to the near sideline. Takes a sideways bounce, and this one's going to roll dead at the 42-yard line. The Vandegrift Vipers. So it's 4:45 to go. We'll take a quick break and turn it over to the offense. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Family time, anytime. Always worth every dime. On our way to chicken eat. Unbelievable sweet eat. Extra tenders, they're the best. Not to mention all the rest. Chicken eat's the place to go. For all of us in the know. Plenty of sides to make a meal. Chicken eat is for real. Follow me to chicken eat. Gotta have their beef.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
Linebacker had a receiver streaking down the field, but he was sacked before he could get the ball out of his hands. And a second down and 17 back at the Viper 32-yard line.
Yeah, I know the Viper's trying to take a shot there. Great play action, and had Taylor Dumar running down the field, had his man beat, but that defensive front from Cedar Ridge was able to get to Ryan back before he could get the ball off.
And a handoff here near side. Bowen Lewis spins out across the 40 to the 43-yard line to get back near the original line of scrimmage. And that'll bring up a third down and 10 from the 43-yard line. Isaiah Horn in on the stop for Cedar Ridge.
It's kind of Ryan back time right here, you know, where you've got third and 10 would be a big spot for him to Well, we see find a way to convert here to keep this drive alive as there's just 3.5 minutes left to go in the half. And we'd love to see the Vipers put one in here because then they get the ball to start the second half.
Great block on that previous play by a pulling guard, number 68, Ethan Barnard. We see a lot of that from these Vipers.
Back, dropping back. Pressure coming again. Steps up, rolls right, dumps it off underneath, complete. And a dead run to the 45, to the 40. To the near sideline, 35, to the 30. And steps out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. That was Taylor Dumar. Just kind of coming across the middle and bailed out his quarterback,
yeah,
Brian Back.
Just what we prescribed there. I mean, Brian Back did a nice job of taking advantage of his protection, stepping up, and then finding Taylor Dumar. Great guy to find when you're looking to pick up a first down.
Absolutely. And the thing about that is he cut him on that dead run,
yes,
right between the numbers or on the number one.
First and 10 at the 25-yard line. Back's going to keep it himself, and he is going to go down at the line of scrimmage. Good penetration that time by LeBron Horn.
The previous play, again, just looks like he handed him the ball on a dead run. Coverage was decent. Dumar really made it happen after they made the catch.
And Vipers put up third and 10, another huge third down conversion, kind of orchestrated by Ryan Back and company.
Second and 10 now from the Raider 25-yard line. Vipers moving from right to left. 2:40 to go first half, up by 14. Two receivers to either side and a stick. Play action. Back swings it off underneath here to Beecham to the 25 and steps out of bounds at about the 21-yard line.
Can he get a flag here on the play? Be a hold on the
flag down on the play.
By one of the receivers blocking on that play, I think.
There's Beecham.
Nice idea. Get the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that big play to Taylor Dumar. Scott, I mean, you got the quarterback rolling, moving to his right. The receiver's running the other direction on a full sprint. That's not as easy as it looks.
Not an easy throw at all. They made it look easy.
Yeah.
And like you said, put it right on him. And Dumar was able, didn't have to break stride at all, which turned that into a big play. First penalty of a game, I think, for the Vipers so far.
Right.
In fact, pretty clean play so far, really on both sides.
It's a spot foul, so it's going to be second and 17 now from the 32-yard line.
Beat him in the wildcat here.
With one receiver wide right to the near side, that's Shepard coming in motion. And Beecham is going to keep it himself, makes the first man miss inside the 30.
He's going to score.
And broke free over to the far sideline. And down to the 10 to the 5 and in the end zone, touchdown. How did he come out of that mess?
Yeah, you know, I think he just did that little hot, kind of that jump cut, kind of slid to his side and was off to the races. I mean, what a player.
Well, the other thing is you've got to talk about what the offensive line did there. I mean, you had an offensive line pushed 5 yards down the field against a really good Cedar Ridge defense. Once Beecham got to that second level, Scott made that move to the outside, and he was just gone.
You knew he was gone because he was getting a great block downfield.
Yep.
I couldn't see
who
the receiver was on the far side, but got a great block just to clear the way.
Extra point from Farnett, 48 is good. Give an assist there to Braden Buchanan. The snap one hopped him, and he put it down. And with 2:01 to go in the first half, Vandegrift expands our lead to 21-0. We'll take a break. Be back for the defense. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to IndependenceTitle.com.
Second quarter, Scott and Hank here, Zach down to the sideline, Derek back at the studios, Vipers up, and they got that touchdown you wanted, Scott. They got the score before heading into halftime, and they get the ball to start the second half.
They're making me a very happy guy up here. Every time I ask for something, they deliver it.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you didn't get exactly what you wanted. I think you wanted more time off the clock.
Yeah,
but, you know, I think you'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take it. I think you called a fair catch.
Yeah,
it's so demanding.
Yeah, I know.
Fair catch was a deep call for, and Cedar Ridge to start this drive going from left to right from their own 25-yard line with 1:59 to go.
I think it's a good thing he called the fair catch. He's number 30, Justin Orlando, and also his buddy, number 55, Kyle Morris, had radar locked.
Like heat-seeking missiles?
Yeah.
The other thing, Hank, keep in mind, I mean, you know, you're complaining about them scoring too fast, but they still have three timeouts left. So the defense does its thing.
Yeah.
They got another shot, make a punt it again, and who knows what will happen.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
Yep. Cedar Ridge with one receiver wide left, trips to the near side. Joaquin Sandoval in the shotgun. Play action. Swings it out right side. Tipped up in the air and caught at the 26-yard line. That'll go for a 2-yard pickup, but Cedar Ridge very fortunate that one wasn't picked off. Alert play by Victor Taylor Jr. to save disaster for Cedar Ridge.
And one thing, I'd like to see the stat line on this as far as pass defense this year. We haven't seen a quarterback yet, although we might see one next week against Westwood, that has managed to do much in the air against this Vipers defensive secondary.
Yeah, nothing at all. I think it's the secondary playing really disciplined, and they're where they're supposed to be, but that D-line up front doesn't give you a whole lot of time to think about it, that's for sure.
A kind of play this time. Big play out across the 35, across the 40, and knocked out at the 45-yard line. Nice run there that time by Dylan Morello.
You can see how he's got a burst and can take one to the house.
Yeah, 22, Michael Master DaCosta. 24, Griffin Schaefer.
May have been their best play of the night.
That was, easily, other than a couple of the scrambles by Sandoval.
The first down for the Raiders at the 45-yard line. Coming up the 1-minute mark. Sandoval fires over to the left side. Got a receiver over there. Incomplete. Trying to get it out to Devin Turner. Good coverage downfield for Vandergrift.
Yeah, had him open there.
Yeah. Logan Arnold wanted him to catch it, though.
Well, I think
let's Beecham off the hash a little bit.
Yeah, I think Beecham.
That's one of those, if he throws it to the back shoulder, kind of sticks it right in the void in the zone there, might have had a chance. But
yeah, Beecham made up a lot of ground there.
He sure did.
Second down and 10, stops the clock with 57 seconds to go.
Guys like that can make people look a lot more open than they turn out to be.
Trips wide left, one to the near side for Sandoval. Hand off up the middle, bouncing out of the near side. And
what a tackle.
47 yard line, what a stick.
I got to see who made that tackle.
What a form tackle. I think
that was
Schaefer.
Yeah, Griffin Schaefer.
Yeah. Griffin Schaefer. Man,
that was right out of the textbook.
I'll tell you what, he just keeps getting better every week.
That
kick he made last week, and that was a big time stick.
And he did it right in front of his own bench.
Exactly.
Third down and 8, 30 seconds to go. Vipers not calling a timeout.
I guess they're
too far out.
Yeah, I think once they had that run by Morello, they were content to run it out. I'm surprised Cedar Ridge isn't a little more urgent here.
Morello up the middle, spins it to the left side, and dives down to about the 46-yard line, near the first down mark, but I think he's about a foot shy. We're going to stop the clock with 7 seconds left. I don't know if they're measuring or Cedar Ridge called a timeout. We've got an injured Viper on the play as well. That may be why they stopped the clock as well.
Yeah, it looks like they may have a...
It will be 4th and 1 when we come back with 7 seconds on the clock. And that is Hunter Ross shaking up on the play, putting a little bit of weight on the right wheel. A little more as he gets towards the sideline.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay.
Boy, he's been an absolute animal all year.
Yes, he has.
Make sure he gets some ice on that or whatever he needs. Quite a player.
Don't guys like that just grab a steak and slap it on that? And then eat it afterwards?
Yeah,
I hope he's all right. Be 4th down and 1 from the Viper 46-yard line, 7 seconds on the clock.
Going into the medical tent.
Yeah, it's sort of one of those things where, okay, do you just sort of run around and try to burn off the 7 seconds if you're Cedar Ridge or try to get the punt off, but all kinds of, it is Halloween after all, all kinds of things can happen with only 7 seconds. I'm trying to get off a punt here.
Speaking of Halloween Eve, I'm going to give a shout out to my wife. We got married one year ago.
Happy anniversary.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Happy anniversary. Speaking of strange things happening on Halloween.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Set to come here from the 40-yard line. Waiting. All right, there we go.
There we go. These automated clocks on the scoreboards, they run you full through the full timeout.
Officials with the manual override there. Victor Taylor Jr. back to punt it away. He'll hit it from about his own 45-yard line. Pressure coming, but he gets it out of there. And it's just going to roll over to the sideline, and the first half is going to expire. And a good first half indeed for the Bandicoot Vipers here at home against the Cedar Ridge Raiders. They'll go to the locker room with a 21-0 break. This is what they wanted.
Yeah, that's darn near a perfect half if you're a Viper fan. The way the defense came out really kind of neutralized the offense of Cedar Ridge, and we really wanted to see, Hank, that battle of the Viper offensive line against that front four and front seven of the Raiders, and decidedly a victory on the part of the Vipers for the first half, but we have a whole other half to go.
No question about it. I mean, gave up only, I think, two first downs, one penalty, a very clean first half. Offensive line, you know, maybe it's stretch to say they're having their own way up there, but they're winning a lot more than they're losing in terms of the battles against a, you know, a pretty well-touted front four for Cedar Ridge. So 21-0.
And Vipers have been really kind of really diverse on offense, running effectively. Right. We've seen different looks. The you know, the Wildcat formation that's been effective here tonight. So really, you know, really fun first half, really well played, and Vipers just continue to make progress. And they're beating a good football team so far, but still another half to go.
Another half to go, and you can't take your foot off the gas because this team has enough talent to come back and bite you for sure. So 21-0, your score here at the end of the first half. Bandicoot Vipers on top of the Cedar Ridge Raiders. We'll take an extended break, find out what's going to happen at halftime, and be back for the halftime festivities. This is Bandicoot Vipers football on the ABC Home of Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Terry Leggett and Sivia Sasa again from MacHyde Ford. It's our favorite time of year, Sivia, football season.
We love the sounds of pads smacking on football fields all over Central Texas as much as we love to satisfy your commercial vehicle needs.
Whether you're buying one vehicle or 1,000, we have more than 50 years of commercial sales experience, and we know commercial lending.
Plus, we can wrap any and all vehicles in your company's logo.
Stop by to see us in Georgetown.
Call 512-930-3673. Online at MacHydeFL.com.
And be sure to ask for fleet sales.
Greg Way, Texas Sports Voice King. Are you ready for some properly socially distanced high school football?
Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Thanks to ABC sponsorship, we'll be broadcasting three of the best area high school games each week.
Masks on, ABC is doing everything to be safe.
It's going to be so much fun. This season, we've got Vandegrift, Bowie, and Lake Travis.
Speaking of maroon, that A&M mask looks great on you. Great color.
I told you not to mention that.
Every year.
For over 20 years, Weinheimer Wealth Management has offered financial planning strategies and investment management services. They put all their energy into developing, implementing, and monitoring investment strategies to help their clients reach their financial and lifestyle goals. Just as important, Matt and Contessa Weinheimer have lived here for 17 years. Their kids were born here, and they will graduate as Vipers. They are proud to support Viper football in this community. Check them out at WeinheimerWealth.com.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandegrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatment. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Bandicoot Vipers on top of the Cedar Ridge Raiders. Merle Burchman, Hank Hudson, Scott Schaffner here. And Hank has been, he went to a pen, Scott. He was afraid he was going to set the booth on fire.
Sharpen that pencil, man. You're going to have to.
Well, I think that's down to lack of preparation. That's correct. And instead of pencil, but you know, statistically, it's pretty easy to add up. It's, you know, it's a statistical big first half from the Vipers. One thing that sticks out to me real quickly is five plays in the first half of 20 yards or more. Yeah. And in some really big, big situations, we saw Ryan Back run for about 30 yards, pick a big third and 10. The pass to Taylor Dumar, also on a third down. We saw Reese Beecham run for 32 yards and a touchdown. So some big plays. And, you know, sort of a blue-collar performance in terms of, you know, the kind of the workmanlike attitude, a very methodical five-minute drive to start the game. But let's see here. Ryan Back is 5 of 7 for 81 yards. Three of those catches going to Taylor Dumar. He's got 47 yards on those three receptions. Bowen Lewis with one of the big plays to set us up with the first and goal. 25-yard catch, one catch there. Ryan Shepard, one catch for 19 yards. And then Reese Beecham's got a catch in there as well. I think one that, that was called back for a penalty.
Yeah, I mean, I think the hardest part you have with doing all the stats, Hank, is just so many guys getting involved with the with the Viper offense, and you know, same true of defense if we were trying to track tackles. But Coach Sanders talked about that in some of his opening remarks, just about how, you know, spreading the ball around, a lot of different guys have an impact.
And
so how do you game plan against this Viper offense?
Yep.
It's not like you can sort of say, yeah, I shut this guy down and we're going to be good.
Right.
It's, you got to deal with them all, which is, I think, just a reflection of how well balanced this attack is. And you know, when you're just clicking on all cylinders, you got your skill guys playing well and all getting involved, and you got an offensive line that's giving you the ability to do a lot of different things.
Well,
that's a fun day for an offensive coordinator. When you can run, you can pass, you can put in wildcat, you can, you know, do what you got to do. And it has been really systematic. It's not been not super flashy, but you just look around, wow, executing really well on every single drive, and scoreboard shows it.
Yep, pardon the euphemism, but we're in hog heaven right now with that offensive line for the Vipers.
Yeah.
They've rushed for over 100 yards, nearly 200 yards of total offense. Ryan Shipper's got 5 carries for about 15 yards, but 2 touchdowns. Bowen Lewis has got 7 carries for 18 yards. Ryan Back's got 4 carries for 37, and then Beecham's only carried the ball one time, but he gained 32 yards and walked into the end zone with nobody within 10 yards of him. So great job by the Big Hog Mollies in the first half. Just really, you know, domination.
Setting the tone.
Yeah.
Well, if rumor has it, Mr. Snoop Daniels back at the Flex ATX studios. Snoop, are you out there?
I am indeed out there. And did Cedar Ridge pick up a first down in that first half?
I think 2.
Last year was kind of a junk first down right at the end of the half.
They punted 6 times. 5. So the Vipers defense looking pretty salty, Snoop, and offense has done everything they need to do. Started off with a 5-minute drive to score. So it's,
sorry, guys. It's all good. Well, I can't. Do you mind if I just hit y'all with some scores real quick?
Oh, no, go for it.
And then I'm hit out. But okay, so Westlake, they finally scored against Hayes late in the first quarter. So it was 7-0, and then the Rebels were driving. And then Jax Crockett comes up with a big interception on a second down and goal from the 4-yard line. So that 3-game shutout streak that Westlake has rolling is still alive. And it's the beginning of the second quarter, Westlake leading 7-0. In 25-6A district action, Round Rock is shutting out McNeil 14-0. So Mavericks still haven't scored here in the last, now going on, 7 quarters. Elgin leading Glenn 14-7. Bastrop and Eastview, tied 7-all. Rouse getting up all over Cedar Creek. It's the Eagles' homecoming, so Rouse rude at 28-7, late second quarter. Lampasas leading Canyon Lake 7-0. LBJ leading Burnett 12-0.
Very nice. Anything surprise you on what you've seen so far tonight?
Just the fact that Hayes' defense is holding Westlake in check. I think they're going to kill the ball, the clock with the slot T. So, and I'm telling you, they were just about to tie it, and me and Derek were like screaming, jumping up and down on that interception by Crockett. So, Westlake just continuing, but nothing too surprising.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. You know, we talked about the football season for the big schools at least getting delayed a month, and you feel like it's never going to get here. We're pretty much crossing the halfway mark tonight, and for the most part, so far, so good. A couple of adjustments here and there, and so far everything's holding up, and teams are starting to really look at the playoffs and take that playoff race seriously now that it looks like we might actually get there.
And did we lose Snoop?
We may have.
He's a busy man.
Well, toss that to you. And I think Zach had a chance to talk to Coach Sanders. We'll get to that after the next.
I think you're right. It's sort of, you start to feel like these teams are getting into their rhythm now, and you know, starting to see a little bit of separation as teams are going to vie for those postseason spots. And it's going fast. You know, we're it's hard to believe. Here we are at Halloween. It's going really fast. So I think things are going to start to shape up, and some of these big matchups that we see, we can understand how important they are as we go down the stretch.
And we got this, 18 districts of 7 district games. You get to 4, you're pretty much in. The Vipers looking to get number 3 tonight and make it 3-0. They're on top of the standings, by the way. Didn't really talk about that very much. But Vandegrift, and it's a little off with some of the breaks and uneven situations we've got. But Vandegrift comes in at 2-0. Westwood at 1-0. Vista Ridge at 2-1. Three teams at 1-1. Round Rock, these Raiders from Cedar Ridge and Hutto. And then Stony Point at 0-1. The McNeil at 0-3 about to go at 0-4. So it's odd. It's uneven. It's asymmetrical. But the playoff race is starting to shape up a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, still a lot of football left to play. So there are, you know, a lot of teams that are, you know, they're very much in it. We know McNeil is going to have a rebuilding year this year. And so they've got some progress to try to make. But, you know, everybody else on that list, I think, still has a legitimate shot. So it'll be really interesting to see how these final weeks play out.
Yeah, Westwood, it's going to be an interesting game next week against those Westwood Warriors. And like you said, there's a lot of teams in this district. All of them, maybe except one, are going to be vying for those playoff spots right to the very end. So there's still a lot to play for. It's at that crucial time of the season. It is asymmetrical, Merle. It's a good point. I mean, everybody hasn't played the same number of games.
Right.
You know, there may be more surprises down the road.
Exactly, and you never know. I mean, there could be a sort of a COVID curveball thrown in there, too, that could have an impact on, you know, whether or not games get played or which players are available. So you just never know. And, you know, all the more important for when you're, operating at full strength and, you know, life is as normal as it can be, that, you know, you take care of business like the Vipers are doing tonight.
So 21-0, your score here at the end of the first half. We'll take an extended break. Hopefully we'll hear from Vandegrift Vipers head coach Drew Sanders as Zach Lucero had a chance to talk to him down to the sideline. And we'll be back for more of the halftime festivities here. Vipers on top on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Rav Rock. This is The Horn.
Need a fresh look? The designers at Budget Blinds are here to help. Budget Blinds have been Austin's local window covering experts for more than 10 years. They have the largest selection of window coverings, including shades, plantation shutters, drapes, and even outdoor patio shades. And all can be controlled with a touch of a button or the sound of your voice. Budget Blinds of Austin and Hill Country has a style and service for every budget. Give Budget Blinds a call at 512-593-5505 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com to schedule your in-home consultation and get inspired today.
Budget Blinds.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is from right here in Austin. As you know, Austin has several fine burger establishments. That's why we're especially proud that Zagat has rated Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes the number one burger in Austin. So is it Zagat or Zagat's? Like I said, there are several good burger places here in Austin. But as you know, there's good and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
Are you ready for a smart home or new entertainment? Perhaps your technology doesn't work as well as you'd like. Give Bennett Technologies a call. They provide superior products and services for all your residential and commercial technology needs. They design, sell, install, and maintain smart homes, audio and video systems, automation, shading, lighting, and full networking solutions. Consumer or contractor, let Bennett Technologies hook you up. Online at BennettTech.net or 512-590-0633. Bennett Technologies. They make technology simple for you. Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our 4 exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protective products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians at River Place anytime. Walk-in hours daily, no appointment necessary, or online at texasfp.com.
And we welcome you back to Monroe Memorial Stadium. 21-0, your halftime score. The Vandegrift on top. Vandegrift Vipers on top of the Cedar Ridge Raiders. Merle Bertrand here along with Scott Schaffner, Hank Hudson. And just a couple of moments ago, Mrs. Aclacero down to the sidelines had a chance to catch up to Vipers head coach Drew Sanders. Let's get to Coach Sanders' thought on the first half of play.
All right, Coach, leading Cedar Ridge at the half, 21-0. What are your thoughts?
Well, we're doing some good things, you know. I mean, we scored 21 points, but it feels like our offense is struggling just a bit. You know, I think I'm just used to them scoring every drive, you know. And that's not that you can't sustain that, right? And so we'll go back. I'm not quite sure what's going on. We're trying to talk defense. So I'm going to go back and talk to the offensive coach to see what's going on. It seems like they're getting some pressure on Ryan more than normal. So we're going to go check that out. Defensively, I'm pleased with what we're doing. I think they've gotten a couple first downs. That's it. So hopefully we can keep it going. I'll take another goose egg this half.
Thanks, Coach.
Trying to get 5% coach Drew Sanders there on the halftime show. Man, some people are never satisfied, right?
Yeah, I wish I had an offensive struggle like this one. But, yeah, no, I mean, I get what he's saying because, look, that's the way these guys he's so detail-oriented. You know, and he pointed out that they're getting some pressure on Ryan, which is probably true, but that's a stout front four up there. Ryan Back, I think, is doing a nice job of handling that pressure. Yeah. You know, I've had a couple instances where, you know, we had the intentional grounding penalty, you know, so they are getting a little bit of pressure, but they can. I'm sure they're going to be able to work to get that shored up, and we'll see what they come out with here in the second half. But I love an offense which is struggling, but still finds a way to score score three touchdowns in the first half.
That's a pretty good defense.
Yeah, it gets a really good defense.
No question. That comment from Coach Sanders always interesting. It kind of reminds me of that Vince Lombardi quote where he talks about, you know, we're going to relentlessly chase perfection, knowing full well we're not going to catch it, but in the process we're going to catch excellence. And I mean, we saw some flashes of excellence for sure in the first half on both sides, for both the offense and the defense, and special teams once again a factor with you know, Beecham's great punt return to give him a short field. I mean, there's a lot going right.
Yeah, but I think to your point, it's a great one, Hank, because it's you know, it's the reason why we see the you know, this continuous progression of the team week in, week out. And you know, so far we have not seen them have kind of one of these weeks where they're kind of let their foot off the gas and say, you know, we're going to take this off. We've got this. Even last week when you knew they were coming off an emotional win,
right?
You know, they kept their foot, you know, the pedal down, and this week came out of the gates really sharp.
Well, Mr. Zach Lucero was down to the sidelines, and he's down there, and amongst all the animals down there, as Hank would like to say. What's the mood like down to the halftime this week, Zach?
You know, I think, like you guys said, I understand where Coach is coming from, because being down there on the sideline, coming off of a game where you put a whooping on McNeil, before that you played a great game against Vista Ridge, and now you're playing Cedar Ridge, which everyone knows is kind of down this year. It does seem a little bit flat out there, and I think that's something that maybe the offense is performing like to the naked eye pretty well, but the coach knows that, man, my sideline isn't where it normally is. I'm used to my offense scoring on every possession, and that's not the case. And you talk about chasing perfection, and they almost achieved that the last 2 weeks. So I mean, that's kind of the expectation that they set for themselves. And I know I see Coach Sanders on the sideline a couple of these Bowen Lewis runs that he's just like one half broken tackle away from being last year's Bowen Lewis, and he's kind of he makes some faces because he knows, like, man, his offense is a pretty great offense for what we knew about the team coming in, but man, they're on the verge of being great.
And then, you know, he knows he's got, four more games after this one to get them great if they're going to make a deep run of the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say that the offense is still growing. I mean, it's a brand new quarterback. A lot of these skill position guys, they're not performing like it, but they're first-year starters. They're the first year being in a really big role like this. So I think you just keep kind of having your defense as your calling card, and those guys playing lights out. Scoreless halves and scoreless games, and I think you just let the offense fix itself.
So question for you, Zach. Merle brought up a great point in the first half broadcast about how in the past we've seen some of the Viper teams come out with a little bit of a slower start out of the gate. This Viper team seems to have turned that on its head a little bit. I mean, you recall the game 2 years ago. We talked about that as well, where against the same Cedar Ridge team, we were down 14-0, and it looked like it could have been even worse at that point, and we came roaring back to win that game. So, you know, what are your thoughts about that? Is it due, do you think, to the attrition, these other teams? Is there something going on down there that you see?
You know what? I think that could have a lot to do with them taking their first loss in forever in the first game of the season.
Right.
I mean, you don't really know what you have this year. I mean, if in the past years you're like, if you're Drew Dawson, if you're some of these guys on offense, you're like, I can take my time because I know my defense is lights out. And as opposed to this year, especially the first game of the year, you're like, I don't know what we have on either side of the ball. So you have to establish some sort of sense of urgency.
Right.
Granted, now we're a few games into the season, and we know, like, these guys are playing lights out on both sides of the ball. But, I mean, you could argue that Cedar Park loss, I mean, I know the students won't want to hear, but, I mean, that could have been one of the better things to happen to this team is kind of reestablishing, like, okay, it's not going to be handed to us. Like, yeah, we're Vandy Perf, but it's like we earned that, and it's not going to be like that every year. We're going to have to compete, and I think that's the kind of fire that you're seeing this year from this team.
Yeah, you're going to face teams like Cedar Park in round three or round four, maybe round one if you wind up playing Westlake or Lake Travis in the first round of the playoffs. So that's your barometer right there to get them, and they've met that challenge, I think.
Right, and for sure. In the past years, when you beat a team like Cedar Park to open up the season, and that's kind of telling you something different. You're like, okay, we got it. Like, if we can beat Cedar Park, we're not going to struggle with anybody else. And granted, and then this year you lose that game, and you're like, okay, let's get it together.
One other question I've got for you, as far as the eye test down there, because the offensive line this year seems bigger. You know, and I'm curious what you think about as far as the eye test versus offensive lines in the past. We just seem like we're a lot bigger up front.
You know, and I think, and like knock on wood, I think another big thing is they play bigger. They're healthy. Yeah, I mean you're not subbing guys in and out, and yeah, you're going to be bigger when you're not playing multiple underclassmen. When you have a guy that's getting FBS looks, you know, on the offensive line. So they do feel bigger. I mean, they're playing bigger, they look bigger, and I think they're performing there too. I mean, as we see Ryan Back about to walk out here for the homecoming court, I think you're just. The performance that these guys are putting on, they could be all my size and they would still look that big.
Yeah, just play, you know, there's definitely something to be said for guys that play big. But I think it's a really good point, just the continuity of this offensive line that you mentioned. That's definitely been a big key to their success so far. You know, kind of, you know, cross your fingers that those guys stay healthy, but in years past they have been gotten bit by the injury bug. So you know, great to see that continuity in the offensive line, and they're really coming together and playing well.
So 7:20 to go in halftime. Homecoming festivities continue down on the field. We need to squeeze in one more break, so we will do that and hopefully be back in time for the second half kickoff. Vandegrift Vipers on top here at home against the Cedar Ridge Raiders by a score of 21-0 on the ABC Home Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Greg Wayne, Mr. Texas.
Sweet mask.
It's all the rage these days.
Perfect to wear while we broadcast the best high school football games. ABC says mask holes beware.
Vandergriff, Bowie, and Lake Travis. Socially distanced, on point, and ready to dance.
Plus, additional live coverage of other games on the Horn app. It's bigger and better.
Just like how we roll in College Station.
I want my golf clubs back.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack are a study in contrast and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. Good thing there's a masterpiece you can really bite into. Good thing there's the Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger.
Homecoming festivities continue down on the field. And, boy, I bet some of these kids who missed prom last year are extra treasuring homecoming this year because, you know, we just never knew what was going to happen. So even though it's a virtual homecoming of sorts, it's still kind of cool to see some of the traditions continuing down in the field.
Yeah, and they're appropriate. They're socially distanced out there, which is something that's a little unusual to see.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Fun to watch the festive. They're spaced out. There's
right.
Plenty of room on the football field.
You know, I asked just last week, I might talk back to Zach and ask again, hey, what, you know, is there a difference in your mind in terms of what goes on down there in the energy? I mean, it's not going to be as loud, you know, with the restrictions in place for COVID, but, you know, what is it, what's it like down there in terms of energy from the stands and just overall?
You know, I think overall, I've talked to some of the students that are on the sidelines there for yearbook or via the eye reporters for Flex or something like that, and I think it has less to do with the social distancing and more to do with, I think they're out a pretty popular like student section leader that they've had the last couple of years. They don't have that proven leader out there to lead the cheers, and I think that's hurting them a little bit. But you know, I mean,
it's hard though. I mean, you can't actually sort of physically that giant sort of student section mosh pit is something that we've always looked forward to, and I know that they, you know, always very creative in terms of their whether it's their theme of the night or the particular cheers that they have. They're extremely well informed and know what to do and who to go after in terms of opposing players and stuff. So it's been entertaining and really fun to watch. And that, you know, you definitely miss that energy. We don't see all those guys jumping around like maniacs down there.
Yeah, you know, the numbers are there though. I mean, the student section, they've had a good showing. They've had a good showing every week, especially for these home games. Even some of the away games. Granted, they're just down the street at Gupton so far, right. But they've had a pretty good showing. And I mean, like when there's a big play, it's still the Vandegrift football game, and you can hear it from the students, you can hear it from the sideline, you can hear it from the fans. But I mean, it, just like A&M, you have the yell leaders. I know they have a guy at Auburn that kind of runs the student section. I mean, you just got to have that proven leader to kind of get those guys into gear.
You know, the other thing I really miss, and you know, one of your skill sets there, Mr. Lucero, is you always manage to rope an ex-player or two every season we've had. You know, throughout the season, you've seen some of these ex-players come up here, and we get a little halftime talk from them, and I kind of missed that because this really adds some neat perspective. And I mean, are you seeing some of those guys down there, or is it just due to distancing? There's a lot fewer people on the sidelines. Being
on the sidelines, that's a good question,
right? And I think that has a lot to do with it, Merrill. Is when these players come back, they want to come be on the sideline. They want to kind of say what's up to the coaches and maybe the underclassmen that they kind of showed the ropes to. They want to say what's up to them, and they're really strict this year on who's allowed in the sideline. I mean, we've seen that firsthand just trying to get up here in the press box and do a broadcast. I mean, they're pretty strict on it. I mean, if you're like just Joe Schmo trying to come and get on the sideline for your own.
They need to tighten it up a little bit more because Brian Spielis can still get up in here in the press box.
So yeah.
I don't know.
Either that or we need to get Reese Watson legs.
Yeah.
We need to get Reese Watson to learn from him or something like that. But I mean, you know, I've seen Brendan Bennett. I know his dad. His dad does a lot of video stuff for Vandegrift, so he's here. I saw Brendan kind of walking around in the stands the other day. But it is harder to find these guys. I mean, normally they're on the sidelines and I'm chopping it up with them. But this year it's harder to get down there. It's harder to get tickets. I mean, they're selling out. It's 50% capacity, so they're selling out faster than they normally would. So I have missed that a lot too, Hank.
Well, the second we talked to you last year said the weird thing was he didn't know where to park when he got here. That was one of my favorite lines of the whole season. One of the former players didn't know where to park as a visitor to the stadium. So
I remember the first time I went to a tailgate party at a college football game. I thought, well, this is really fun. I never got a chance to do any of this
That's
stuff.
Right.
When I was
here.
Yeah, speaking of parking, it was really hard to park today because I know Vandegrift Volleyball was playing against Cedar Ridge, and Cedar Ridge is having a great year this year in volleyball.
Well, the Vipers having a good year on the football field, too. It's 21-0, your score. The scoreboard is showing 1 minute 35 seconds. I don't think the halftime festivities are going to be done in time, but we'll go ahead and step aside, take another break here, and try to get ahead of the bill so we can stick around with you a little bit longer in the second half. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Card My Yard. When good news comes your way, skip the card and stake the yard. It's the easiest way to decorate for any celebration. We do all the work for you. Book your order online and we'll set up the surprise and take down the decorations afterwards. Grand opening, anniversary, or any special occasion. Card My Yard. 95 franchises throughout the U.S. Now a proud sponsor of your school. Visit cardmyyard.com today.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way to kitchen eat, unbelievable sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Chicken tea is the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of sides to make a meal. Chicken E is for real. Follow me to Chicken E. Gotta have their sweet tea.
ready for some football. It's Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. And they want you to enjoy this football season without the hassle of glasses and contacts. Now the team at Sharp Vision is offering guaranteed financing. You heard that correctly. Guaranteed financing. Imagine life-changing LASIK starting at $495 per eye. There's never been a better time to stop putting off LASIK. 512-596-2020 at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing. Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Craig Way, Texas High School Football Hall of Fame. Thanks to your sponsorship, we're broadcasting three of the best high school games in the area.
And like ABC, it's all socially protocoled and distanced.
Vandegrift, Bowie, and Lake Travis.
And other live games on the Horn app. Hey, Craigers, check out my mask.
That's a Zorro mask.
And I will also be solving crime.
Oh, good.
Homecoming festivities continuing here on the field of Monroe Memorial Stadium. Those of you watching the video feed, getting a look at the socially distanced homecoming court, including Mr. Ryan Back right there. I wonder how distracting that is. Go from the locker room, you're all lathered up, you're in the heat of battle, then all you got to go out.
It's just part of the experience. I'm glad that Coach Sanders allows them to do this. When I was in high school, they didn't. Not that any of us would have really been a contender, but they didn't let any of the football players sort of be considered for homecoming court. You know, that just didn't want you getting distracted.
That's what they told you, right?
Yeah, that's what they told me. It's like, no, actually, Scott, you didn't get a single vote, but we're just going to tell you weren't eligible.
You know, I can say with certainty, absolute certainty, that I've never heard the phrase that Merle just uttered, socially distanced homecoming festivities.
Yeah, it's usually the opposite.
It's kind of like moron, right?
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is, and the kids are enjoying it down in the field, and the halftime running a little bit long here. And I mean, it's running quite a ways long. So, yeah, I wonder at some point if there's going to be a penalty involved on the Vipers.
Yeah, I don't know how they enforce the sort of the homecoming festivities that are causing a delayed game here. But
right.
It'll be interesting.
The teams are gathered in the end zone right now, both waiting patiently for this to get underway and finish up. We'll get back to football in the second half. We'll be back with you, remember, on Thursday night next week as the Vipers travel over to Kelly Reese Athletic Center off of Palmer Lane at Palace on Palmer to take on the Westwood Warriors. And, you got to already look ahead to that one a little bit, but you can't take your foot off the gas in this one. You've got a dangerous team across the way that knows that they're the team that got this whole streak started for Vandegrift.
Yeah, you've got a dangerous team over there. Certainly, we've seen some bursts, especially out of their running back Dylan Morello. We've seen Sandoval's been able to make some plays, some really interesting plays scrambling. So,
right.
They can definitely get themselves back into this thing by holding the Vipers on their first series and then putting a score on the board to put some pressure on them. But I think, as much as anything, if the Vipers just continue to improve, we've seen them get better and better each week. We've seen them also get off to a good, fast start in second halves,
right,
which has not always been the case in years past. That's exactly what you want to do here, because you definitely want to be riding high on some momentum as you exit this game and you begin your preparation for next week. But so no time to look ahead now. Let's, finish strong and play four quarters of football and close this one out.
No question. I mean, Cedar Ridge is a capable football team, and you got to come out and make sure you take care of business, right off the bat, start the second half.
Was Tommy Hartman just voted homecoming king? Because I know what a popular guy he is with the football program, and the entire Viper end zone just erupted with whatever announcement that was just made. So great to see that.
Quite as socially distanced as he was a couple of moments ago.
No, but Tommy Hartman, the team manager, been such a huge part of this program for many years. He was around when my son Shay was playing, and I'd have a conversation with him, and he could rattle off just about any sort of statistic. Big NHL hockey fan, but very popular guy with the players, and I think he's been known to be given impassioned post-game motivational speech on occasion as well. So congratulations to Tommy Hartman.
As the Vipers come on the field there, we're just moments away from the kickoff. The Viper marching band, the award-winning Viper marching band.
State champion.
Hustling off the field.
State champion marching band. How many state championships do we have? We got the soccer, girls soccer. We got the band, the golf team. Didn't
they win state? A couple of the golf teams, right?
Yeah.
Did the soccer get?
Yeah. That's the first state champion Vandegrift had, was the girls soccer team.
Right.
A few years back, so... Yeah. Need to add a football trophy.
Some, we got to build a bigger trophy case.
Yes. Football team making it to the Final Four. What was that, 2014?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're about ready to get the second half underway. The Vipers have been a fast-starting team, as we talked about. This halftime went on long enough, so it might feel like a brand-new game.
That's right.
On the field.
Well, you want to get warm.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, interesting to see how the Vipers respond. They'll get the ball to start the half.
Well, I don't think there's any question about what the coaches want to see right here coming out of the gate. Coach Andrews pretty clear. He thought there was some stuff that they needed to work on.
Yeah, protection. So to, you know, to discuss the fact that he thought his offense was struggling a little bit, and we'll see what they do to try to shore that up here as they get the ball to start the half.
Vipers with a mosh pit going on there in the sideline. Braddock's again, the home team tonight with the anthracite jerseys and pants, or gray to you and me, with the white numbers. Grayish chrome sort of look on the helmet. Cedar Ridge with the white jerseys, purple pants, purple numbers outlined in black with the white helmet. Cedar Ridge will be going right to left here to start the second half. And the Vipers will get the football first, going from left to right with a 21-0 lead.
For the Raiders, number 13, Gavin Bodick.
Gavin Bonick set to kick it away for Cedar Ridge.
Do you kick it to number one, or do you kick it away from him if you're Cedar Ridge right here?
I'd kick it away from him.
I would, too.
I'm not real smart, but...
That's right.
Well, they kick it pretty deep, and...
Or kick in the end zone. That's the best choice there. You got a guy with a leg like that. That was impressive.
So we'll see how the Vipers respond to Coach Sanders and staff's halftime speeches. Up 21-0. They'll take over first down and 10 from the 25-yard line.
We haven't seen their kicker yet.
Punter.
No, I was going to say, now we know he's got a leg.
Yeah.
So.
All right, here we go.
First possession of the second half. Vipers come out first and 10 from the 25-yard line. Two receivers wide left.
Man-to-man coverage down here on Bowen Lewis, the near side.
And off Ryan back up the middle. Ryan Shepherd up to the 30-yard line. About a 5-yard pickup. Good start. Second down and 5.
I like that matchup. Did not have a deep safety in the middle of the field there, Merle. And
yep.
I guarantee you that's something that the Viper coaches have cataloged.
You're right. Looks like they had their safety number 16.
Yep.
Scott Ricardo Pena Susai walked up. Precarious situation.
Second down and 5 from the 30-yard line. Trips now wide left. 2 to the near side. Empty back set for back. He fires underneath and a nice catch between 2 defenders. What a great catch there by
Brady Buchanan.
That's Brady Buchanan,
sophomore.
Yeah.
Also a backup quarterback. Getting some time at receiver.
They get your good athletes on the field.
That's right. Their best athletes are quarterbacks, as we know, right?
Play action pass.
Can't even take that.
Back dumps it off underneath on a dead run to the 50, across the 50 to the 45. As Shepherd out of the backfield at the 42-yard line, he caught that on the dead run right there in the center of the field. First down, Vandegrift.
Well, the quarterback athleticism has evolved a little bit.
Exactly.
The old
much better than it was 30 years ago, so you're trying to tell me.
I was still processing that comment when that play got fired off. Play action pass back in pressure, fires underneath, and throws it over to the sideline. Good pressure coming up for Cedar Ridge by LeBron Horn and the Brennan Shepherd to force back to get rid of that football. Second down and 10.
Good decision.
Yeah, it's a good decision to get rid of that, exactly. And we'll live to fight another down here. Some of the pressure that Coach Sanders was talking about in the first half.
Second down and 10 from the Raider 43-yard line. Just underway second half. Vandegrift up 21-0. Vipers kind of bunched up here now on a second down and 10. Nobody's put out wide to the right or to the left. Buchanan comes in motion, settles in as a double tight end to the left side. Back dropping back, looking under pressure, fires over to the near side and incomplete. Just a little bit off the fingertips of Grayland Spring.
We saw that route last week, Scott, to the short side of the field on the right hash mark, running that corner route.
Yeah, he had him open. It was a really tight window to try to squeeze that one in. Good coverage that time by the Raider secondary.
Third down.
Another big third down here for Ryan Back to come up with something creative to find a way to convert.
They're down to 10 from the 43-yard line. Worth pointing out, we have not seen, but we'll get to that after this play. They're down to 10 here from the 43-yard line. Drop it back, back. Fires over the left side, and oh, almost a one-handed catch by Grayland Spring. Whoa. That would have been a sensational catch. Good cover. She almost held it in with one hand.
Yeah, good coverage, almost one hand. I almost was waiting for a flag there because I thought perhaps he couldn't get the second hand up there because it was being held by the defender. But
that's what I thought as
well. No flag.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's either that or he didn't see it as early as he probably wanted. But well-delivered football there.
Punting unit on here for the Vipers. Reese Beecham. Is that Reese Beecham?
No, that's
that's got to be a Ben Scott.
Yeah, that's Ben Scott.
I'm 16. Yeah. Good snap back. Pressure coming. Picked up by the guys up front. And a nice punt. Fair catch called for and made in traffic at the 12-yard line. And Cedar Ridge will start this drive again, pinned down deep in their own territory. First down and 10.
And a lot of guys and gals in this district, this 4 points, and Vandergrift had the benefit of having Ben Scott's dad coach him in middle school.
Yeah.
Coach Wes Scott. We had him for a teacher for a couple of our youngsters. Awesome teacher.
So here come the Cedar Ridge Raiders. First down and 10 from their own 13, officially moving from right to left. 10:08 to go third quarter. Dropping back. Pocket breaks down. Now stepping up. Out to the 15. Oh, got a big collision at the 17-yard line. Joaquin Sandoval took a shot.
That was Austin Skoglin. Again, that brick wall wearing number 5.
Yeah. Nice collision there. We're getting a look at number 45, Jordan Kempema. Slotting in at the other linebacker spot.
A hard-earned 5 yards that time for Sandoval. Second down and 5 up to the 17-yard line. Hand off up the middle and wrapped up there at about the 19-yard line. Going to be a couple yards shy of the first down. In on the stop was Tucker Harrison. He had some help, as usual.
Oh, Tucker's had a few tackles tonight.
Yeah, he's had a busy night.
Yes, he has. Usually he's pretty active, but got a sack, another tackle for a loss.
Big third down here for the Viper D.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a chance to get off the field. Third and 4 from just inside the 20. Sandoval dropping back. Stepping up, dumps it off underneath, complete to the 25-yard line, and out of bounds at the 29. That'll be good for a Raider first down, hauled in by D.J. Roundtree, his first catch of the night.
Yeah, for the first time, Sandoval had a little time to throw the ball.
Pretty good throw.
Yeah. Long throw to the far side of the field.
First down or 10 for the Raiders at the 28-yard line. The receiver's wide right to the near side. And off on around from the left to the right side, out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. That was Corey Rugley on the carry. Started out in the left slot and took that one around the right side to pick up about 2 yards on the play. Second down and 8 from the 30.
Ty Jordan on another tackle.
Beautiful full moon high above Monroe Memorial Stadium on a beautiful night before Halloween. Second down and 8. Handoff up the middle. Out across the 35 to the 40-yard line. That was a pretty explosive run right there by Dylan Morello. And Cedar Ridge has another first down.
Yeah, you get a sense for how explosive he is. He can get them back in this in a hurry.
Yeah, he has just got that very dynamic initial burst. Number 2, Logan Arnold on the stop that time. First down for Cedar Ridge.
This drive started on their 13. They've got it out to the 40-yard line. One receiver split out to either side. Morello again bounces it to the right side, trying to turn the corner.
Oh.
And tripped up in the backfield. Coming in from the backside was Logan Arnold.
That looked like it was Josh Nazaire.
Josh Donahoe on the carry.
Number 24 on the carry that time.
Oh, 24, not yet. Thank you, sir.
Logan Arnold got warmed up on that previous tackle and made a play for no gain that time. Second down and long.
So second down and 10 from the 41-yard line. Shifts here now to the near side. One spit wide right. Viper defense entirely shifts their formation. Dump it off underneath, complete to the backfield. That's a 40 and turns a corner. It's gone across the 45 and out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. About a 7-yard pickup hauled in by Victor Taylor. Escorted out of bounds by Logan Arnold and
Michael Massa da Costa.
Hey, nice blocking on the perimeter that time by the Raider receivers to enable that quick screen to pick up some decent yards and give him a shot on third here.
Third down on a short four from the 47-yard line. The receiver's wide right, one to the near side. Swing it out right side. Same play this time on the right side. That might be a lateral, but it goes out of bounds. We'll see what they call it. They call it incomplete. That was dangerously close to a lateral out there.
Yeah, Jackson Oliver had that one sniffed out over there. It's probably just as well that ball was high.
Yeah, I think they heard a little.
It would have been a headache, yeah.
There would have been, they heard some footsteps there that made receiving that ball a little more difficult.
Trying to get it out to Coy Rugley, and the ball's incomplete, and the drive stalls out. The punting unit back on again for Cedar Ridge.
Poor old Jackson looked really disappointed.
Yeah, he had was hoping that ball would have been on the money so he could make a play.
Darn, he didn't catch it.
But best drive of the night so far for the Raiders. Gets stalls here, and the Viper defense responds. Oh,
that's going to be a fake. Down at the line of scrimmage. Heads up play by Austin Skoglund. Reading that one all the way. The snap back to the up back, Justin Higginbotham. He rolled to his right, and right there to swat it down was Austin Skoglund.
Yeah, they were not fooled that time.
I'd like to see
it's
that.
It's just such a good discipline.
I think that was Ty Jordan, actually. But,
oh, Ty Jordan?
Yeah, but a really, really heads up and good play. And a gutsy call.
Yeah, gutsy call.
Yeah, the Perils are trying to call the game while looking through a viewfinder.
Hank's got the binoculars out.
That's right. So the Vipers take over. Great field position. First down and 10 at the 47-yard line. Low snap. Handoff to Lewis. Picks his way to the 45. Inside the 45, down to the 41-yard line. Looked like absolutely nothing, and it turns into about a 6-yard pickup. Patient run by Lewis.
Well, I think Zach Blasher was absolutely correct at halftime. He's just a razor's edge away from breaking one.
Swing it out near side to Beecham. On the wide receiver screen, and Cedar Ridge ready for that one. It's going to go as a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, well played that time by the Cedar Ridge defense. We're able to shake the blocks there on the perimeter and come up and make the tackle for a loss.
Seeing Mr. Beecham getting a few more touches on offense.
Isaiah Horn, who was playing corner that time. Nice play.
Third down and 6 for the Vipers at the 43-yard line of Cedar Ridge. A quickly moving third quarter, 6:14 to go. Back with a hard snap count, trying to get a cheap 5 yards, but Raiders not biting on it.
Cheap 5 yards and take a look at what kind of coverage they're really in, too.
Right. Handoff, right side, trying to turn the corner, inside the 45 to the 40, and steps out of there, a big hit out of bounds.
Big collision.
Ryan Shepard on the carry, very near the first down marker. They're going to move the chains.
First down Vipers, pretty good collision right there in front of the Viper bench.
Like he was running full steam.
Yeah.
I don't know what our third down percentage is tonight, but it's pretty darn good.
It's high, yeah.
It is high.
It's just so tough on a defense. You think you got them stopped, and one more chance. You can't get yourself off the field. It's been the theme.
Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Shepard again up the middle. Now stiff arm, bounce it to the right side, breaking the first tackle, spins into the second tackle. Still on the speed, down to the 31-yard line again. Stacked up for no gain. You look up, and he's 5 yards down the field.
Yeah, I love, just his patience. He, is not one of those guys that's going to overcommit. He sort of takes his time, and then when he finds it, he's got a great burst, and then he's such a strong finisher.
Yeah, just his bad level and balance. And just, he's dishing out the blows. Mm-hmm. To the defenders in trying to tackle him, and he's initiating all of it.
Good news, he's just a junior. Play action to him, fires over to the right side, got a receiver wide open, caught Lewis, touchdown Vandegrift. You guys have been calling it all night long, and they finally spring Bo and Lewis for a touchdown pass, and it's 27-0.
Yeah, it's just such a tough matchup. We kind of isolated the corner there, and every time you look for that, you're like, oh gosh, that is a mismatch. I wouldn't want to have the responsibility for trying to cover him.
Not at all.
And it didn't need any help over the top either, and that was easy pickings for Ryan Back and Bowen Lewis.
Hardest part about that one was waiting for the ball to get to him. And a kick by Fournier is up, and with 4:54 to go in the third quarter, the Vipers with a 4-score lead, 28-0. We'll take a break and be back for the defense. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Are you ready for a smart home or new entertainment? Perhaps your technology doesn't work as well as you'd like. Give Bennett Technologies a call. They provide superior products and services for all your residential and commercial technology needs. They design, sell, install, and maintain smart homes, audio and video systems, automation, shading, lighting, and full networking solutions. Consumer or contract. contractor, let Bennett Technologies hook you up. Online at BennettTech.net or 512-590-0633. Bennett Technologies, they make technology simple for you.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com. Or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group. 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Vipers on top. 54 to go here in quarter number three, and district game number three. Trying to go 3-0 in the district schedule. And a kickoff from Fournier angles over to the sideline, and that's a live football, but it does squirt into the end zone. And Cedar Ridge will start their drive, first down and 10 from the 25-yard line.
So Bowen Lewis just runs past the entire Cedar Ridge defense. And, Scott, I think you can attest that sometimes as a quarterback, that is a very difficult throw to throw it to a guy who's running into that much space and put a little bit of air under it, and it looked a lot easier.
Yeah, you don't want to overthrow that thing. But I was going to ask you, Hank, you know, what does it feel like when you know all the times you blew by guys and you're that wide open, they say that's a tough catch to make, but tell us what your experience was with that.
Well, let's see. The one time that I think the guy fell down.
Yeah. And that's the only example he could come up with. That's not good.
Exactly. Well, you know.
Dropping back is Sandoval. Under pressure, stepping up, dumps it off underneath, and caught incomplete. Had the receiver open trying to get it to DJ Roundtree, but Roundtree unable to hang on to it. Second down and 10.
Yeah, sort of stepped up in and around the pressure there to create a throwing lane, had a man, but just kind of skipped it to him.
Those crossing routes are difficult to throw, and, you know, we've seen Ryan Beck put the ball right on the money.
It's just a matter of get your feet set. You know, you're kind of moving around in the pocket, and if your feet aren't quite underneath, you don't have the right kind of balance. That deep throw down the middle is tough.
Second down and 10 from the 25-yard line. Firing over to the right side and caught out of bounds. Isaac Cobb on the reception, I believe it was.
Yeah, nice pitch and catch that time. There's nothing wrong with Sandoval's arm strength, that's for sure.
Short pickup, 3 yards, third down and 7 from the 28-yard line.
About a 30-yard throw in the air for a 3-yard pickup.
Third and 7 coming up here from the 27-yard line. Trips now to the near side, dropping back Sandoval. Pressure coming, steps up through it, he's got some running about across the 30 to 35, slides safely into second base, and good for the first down.
You know, good thing Michael Master DaCosta was there eagerly anticipating to initiate some contact.
But Sandoval's been effective. It's one of their more effective weapons tonight is when he starts to improvise and scramble.
First down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Trips to the near side. One receiver wide right. Low snap. Sandoval goes and gets it. Pressure coming, fires over to the center of the field, caught at there at the 45-yard line, inside the Viper 40, down to the 39. I believe that may have been Isaiah Horn on the reception. Nope, that's number 4 instead, Devon Turner.
That Viper's front three has been getting pressure all night, but Sandoval that time, Scott, with the time to...
I like the way he moves around in the pocket, and I tell you, that was another really nice throw, deep in or out. When he has a little bit of time, he can make some things happen for this Raider offense.
Is this the first time across the 50?
It's pretty darn close.
At the 39-yard line, they're trying to fake the reverse and fire underneath to the near side of the 40 to the 35-yard line. A lot of razzle-dazzle for about a 5-yard pickup to get it to Dylan Morello.
Christian Davis, interior lineman on the stop there. Todd Jordan.
Faked that reverse and converted to a screen. Took a while to develop. It was almost a disaster for the Raider offense. But
Ty Jordan almost put the big kibosh on that deal. But
goes for a 4-yard pickup, so second down and 6 from the 35-yard line. Trips again wide right. They send Morello in motion to the right. Sandoval in trouble, stepping up again inside the 30 and hit at the 26-yard line.
Well, you said it, Scott. Yeah. Now that's a big part of their success tonight is him improvising like that. Jordan Kemp, my number 45, making the stop. But you know, he's been effective.
Yeah, he's given the Viper D he's taking what the Viper D gives him right now. And coverage is good, but it's creating some running lanes.
First time's headed to the Viper 25-yard line. 2:28 to go third quarter. Sandoval dropping back, fires underneath, and didn't complete. Or was it caught? It was caught.
It was caught.
Pardon me, by Devin Turner. That'll go for a six-yard pickup. That ball thrown into traffic. Turner, good concentration for the catch.
Now, if you have a quarterback that you know you need to contain, that can be a great sort of antidote for a pass rush, too. It can slow those guys down a little bit.
Empty back set for Sandoval. Three wide right, two to the near side. Pressure coming. He's going to step up again. And he is going to go down at the 16-yard line, but still going to have very close to the first down yardage.
Yeah, Lucas Cummings, I think, got in on that one. Sandoval almost escaped, but he was not able to get away from Cummings that time.
Yeah, Ricky Sweeney almost had him in for a sack, but again, Sandoval manages to use those quick feet. Good thing Lucas Cummings was there, otherwise it might have gone for more.
Silver lining is this drive is taking a lot of time off the clock.
Yeah.
He's got a four-score cushion. Four receivers now wide right, one to the near side for Sandoval. Looking right, now run to his left, now back to his right, inside the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. Picking up about a two-yard gain there to bring up a second down and eight.
Yeah, like you said, Merle, this quarter is certainly lasting a lot less time than the homecoming festivities, that's for sure.
Socially distanced homecoming activities may take a little longer.
Second and eight from the 13-yard line. Again, same formation. Four receivers wide right, one to the near side. Low snap, Sandoval gets it. Pump fake, fires over to the left side into the end zone. Incomplete, way overthrown. Devin Turner, the intended receiver, allegedly, but good coverage downfield.
Yeah, Chaser was all over that one. Yeah. There was really no place for Sandoval to put the ball that time.
Boy, he had to be, Scott, because he was on an island there. Vipers bring in two guys on pressure. A straight man-to-man coverage. Great coverage by number 24, Griffin Schaefer.
I know they like going that nail at man-to-man coverage down inside the red zone. You got guys like Griffin Schaefer, you can do that.
Yep. Third and eight from the 13 clock stop, 49 seconds to go. Dropping back, Sandoval fires underneath, caught and out of the five-yard line. That's going to be good for a Cedar Ridge first down. They get it to Devin Turner again. That's going to be first and goal Cedar Ridge with 39 seconds to go in the quarter.
Yeah, nice throw by Sandoval. He's heating up here in the third quarter.
That Sandoval to Turner connection is really paying huge dividends on this drive. Cedar Ridge looking like they've got some real rhythm.
23 seconds to go in this third quarter. First and goal from the four. Sandoval looking for the zone read, cuts back to his right, and he dives towards the goal line. Did he get it in? He did. Touchdown, Cedar Ridge. Impressive drive by the Cedar Ridge Raiders.
That's an 87-yard drive.
Yeah, with 87 play. That would be a record.
That would be good. Yeah. 87 yards and at least 10 plays there. And to your point, Merle, they ate up most of the third quarter that was remaining. But an impressive drive.
Well, if you're Cedar Ridge, there's no 28-point play. You got to get the first one before you get the next ones. Out of the hold of Taylor. Bought it on for the extra point attempt. Left-handed kicker, drives it up and banged it off the upright. No good.
Yeah, those kinds of things when you're trying to make a comeback like that. So
Halloween.
Frustrating. It is Halloween. That's right.
So silver lining number one, it took them a lot of time to get on the board. Silver lining number two, the extra point was no good, and the lead stays at 22. Now, we'll see in the fourth quarter how this Viper offense responds.
Yeah, how do the Vipers handle this fourth quarter? Like we said at halftime, it's not over. The Cedar Ridge team's going to keep playing, and you definitely want to put the hammer down and close it out and carry some momentum out of this one into the next one. But first things first.
Yeah, you still won the quarter 7-6.
Yep,
so.
That's true. What you've always wondered as a kicker, it's like, okay, I could kick, I could try 1,000 times and never hit the upright.
Yeah.
Did you see the one last week where it hit four? I think, was it the Rice kicker? Hit four times.
Yeah.
It was no good.
Side to side.
Yeah.
Went down. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
As a Bears fan, that kind of thing gives me PTSD.
Remind me of the Bugs Bunny Yosemite Sam deal where he says, I'm going to ricochet it off the bell tower, off the horse's table, and part your hair right down the middle.
Nine ticks on the clock in this third quarter, 28-6 your score. Aquatics kickoff is returnable. It's going to be fielded at the 11-yard line, up to the 15, to the 20. 25, 30, far sideline, 35, and drug down at the 40-yard line. A pretty explosive return right there by, I think, I believe that was Taylor Dumar. Yeah, it was.
You guys tried to warn him earlier not to kick it to number one, and we see why.
We got a good block over there. And
I love he just gets up ahead of steam. And
yeah, I know.
Shows no fear bringing that ball up the field.
The timing also for him to run under the ball and catch it at the dead run. Yeah. And there's a little bit of an art form to that.
He's like a center fielder making a catch in time to throw home. 3 seconds left. First down and 10 Vipers on the far hash going from left to right from their own 40-yard line. Two receivers near side, one wide left, and they play action swinging out here near side. Complete to Cooper Dupree, I believe it is, at the 38-yard line. It's going to go for a 2-yard loss.
Like I said, he didn't complete, actually. He was juggling a little bit, never quite had control of it.
And that is how the third quarter is going to come to an end. So 36 minutes in the books, 12 minutes left in this one on homecoming night. Vipers on top, 28-6. We'll take a break, be back for the fourth and final quarter on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Are you ready for a smart home or new entertainment? Perhaps your technology doesn't work as well as you'd like. Give Bennett Technologies a call. They provide superior products and services for all your residential and commercial technology needs. They design, sell, install, and maintain smart homes, audio and video systems, automation, shading, lighting, and full networking solutions. Consumer or contractor, let Bennett Technologies hook you up. Online at BennettTech.net or 512-590-0633. Bennett Technologies, they make technology simple for you.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com. Or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Vipers now moving from the right to the left from their own 40-yard line and a second down and 10 ball in the near half. Noah Bertrand, Scott Schaffer, Hank Hudson here. And a handoff up the middle to the 45, maybe the 46-yard line. I believe that was Bowen Lewis.
It was.
Gary.
Well, he's looking like he's in finally finding that.
Yeah, he's getting faster every week.
Yes, I agree.
And he's pretty fast to start with, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, he hit the hole there like a man with a mission.
Coming back from that injury, probably gaining a little bit more confidence, too. Third down and 5 coming up from the 45-yard line, pardon me. Vipers in no hurry up by 22. Play action pass. Back fires over here to the near sideline. That ball is incomplete. Good coverage downfield by Isaiah Horn.
Yeah,
trying to get to Lewis again.
They like that matchup again. I'll take my chances one-on-one with Bowen Lewis against almost anybody.
Well, Ryan Beck put that one on the money. But
yeah, really good coverage by Horn.
Good coverage by Isaiah Horn.
A nice job not making contact either.
Mm-hmm.
Not face guarding him. So a rare sighting. The punting unit back on for the Vipers. Finn Scott set to punt it away. Back deep to receive the kick for Cedar Ridge is Justin Higginbotham. Good snap back. Spiraling punt, angling over here to the near sideline. Takes a Viper roll, and it's going to roll inside the 15 and down at the 14-yard line. This is where Cedar Ridge will start this drive with 11 minutes to go in quarter number 4.
It's the Lone Ranger, number 13, Clayton Moore.
Clayton Moore once again.
Kemosabe.
Well, interesting. Vipers unable to answer the score. Now the defense has to make
adjustments.
Yeah,
you know, it's interesting. I'll tell you, if Cedar Ridge sort of finds a way to maintain their rhythm on offense here, and score is going to have to do it a little faster than they did last time, but things could get interesting. Good time for the Viper D to step up here.
Turnover time.
Low snap, Sandoval gets it rolling to his left. Flush out of the pocket, fires over the center of the field, deflected and intercepted as Nip on cue. Coming back to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Number
Logan Arnold off the deflection, and the Vipers get the defensive score.
I'll raise your turnover and call it a pick six. That is excellent, excellent prognostication by Hank Hudson here, folks. Yeah. That's exactly what the Viper D needed.
Give Hank a pen so he can write down lotto numbers for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the what you call reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we talked about that last week. It happened when, you know, you feel like the other offense, you know, the opposing offense has to press a little bit, and that ball forced a high throw, and Viper D was around the football as they usually are. A couple different guys might have had a shot at that one. But what a great play, and then great run after the catch.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I think you're exactly right there about having to press.
Yeah.
And maybe that throw is one he might not make in different circumstances. But, look, I mean, you're in the fourth quarter. You've got basically a three-and-a-half possession football game. They've got to do something. They're deep in their own territory. And I think you're right, Scott. He just tried to force that one in there a little bit and pick six. The Vipers the other way.
Logan Arnold just took it to the house. Outstanding. Yeah.
Fournier did knock through the extra point, so 10:43 to go here in regulation time. The Vipers up 35-6.
But we saw a lot of great blocking there. I didn't see any individual numbers, but, you know, it's like a wall forming on a punt return.
Yeah.
He had a lot of help getting into the end zone because no one touched him.
Yeah.
Right? And so he, you know, he, a lot of good things happened there.
And there are penalties because sometimes you get those guys, they get so fired up about that, they go and they wipe somebody out and end up getting a penalty. So great play by the Viper D all around.
Logan's second TD this year.
Yeah. Must be that something about that number two.
I think so, yeah.
Like we've seen that before.
That's a good number for a Viper.
Yes, indeed. A lot of good numbers.
Yeah.
Number one, number nine.
Yeah, they can't really retire here because there wouldn't have been any left.
Exactly. Number five is not bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So Fournier with the ball on the tee. And this one, a high kick, fair catch call for at the goal line and made right there. And Cedar Ridge will start first down 10 to the 25-yard line. Time out of the field. Let's take a break with them. This is Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Weinheimer Wealth Management has offered financial planning strategies and investment management services. They put all their energy into developing, implementing, and monitoring investment strategies to help their clients reach their financial and lifestyle goals. Just as important, Matt and Contessa Weinheimer have lived here for 17 years. Their kids were born here, and they will graduate as Vipers. They are proud to support Viper football and this community. Check them out at WeinheimerWealth.com.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
First down play, Josh Mazzara picks up 7 yards to make it a second down and three. On a second down play, he gets two of them back. As in on the stop of the Vipers was Tucker Harrison, so that sets up a third down and five from the 30-yard line with 9:58 to go in the fourth quarter. The Vipers up 35-6.
You just can't dance around against this Viper defense because they're just, you know, you end up shaking one guy and then there's eight more coming. So good luck with that.
Three receivers near side. Sandoval dropping back, stepping up, fires underneath, and that ball dropped immediately.
Ty Jordan. Man,
yeah,
he's one of those guys that when he gets there, man, it's just like an explosion.
Yeah, I love the way this Viper defense tackles. I mean, we've talked about it before, but they just, you know, there's so many guys coming at you, and, you know, they are so sound fundamentally. Love the way they tackle, and they'll hit you.
Hey, man, we could see that one coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth down and three from the 32-yard line. Taylor, pretty good end-over-end punt, and caught there at the 34-yard line. Beecham dropped immediately. Good coverage on the special teams by Dalen McKinney.
Yeah, it's a really good tackle. He shakes that guy.
Yes.
He's got a lot of room there to the right. So really nice teams play.
On the kickoff after the interception, pick six, an extra point. I'm going to give a shout-out to number 32, Charles Roberts Perkins, and number 55, Kyle Morris. First two guys down on the coverage, even though we're out of the end zone. And they were yucking it up all the way up the field, chest bumping, and you know still yucking it up all the way to third down on the next series, which, I mean, it just speaks to the attitude of what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're having a race down there, a foot race, and you got a guy wearing 55.
Yeah, sort of challenging each other to say. Yeah, that's good stuff.
First down, Vipers at their own 36-yard line, 8:50 to go, clock rolling here in the fourth quarter. And off boneless, big hole up the middle, boy, that was close.
Yeah, he felt it too, didn't he?
Joseph Kaplan managed to cut his legs out from underneath him, otherwise he'd still be running.
Yeah, got into third, fourth gear, but not fifth or sixth just yet. But
5 minutes, down and 5.
5 yard pickup, second and 5 from the 41 yard line.
Vipers looking to, as they did last week, just kind of grind some clock here. And definitely that
no
that,
hurry here.
That tempo.
Yeah.
To receivers to the near side, back, handoff, Shepherd. The 45, and knocked down at the 49-yard line. A flag comes in. On the top for Cedar Ridge was Xavier Perez, but we'll check the flag.
The face mask?
I don't know. It was right at the point of the tackle. I didn't see anybody blocking out there.
I didn't either.
It might indicate a hold, but see what the call is here.
Spot foul or point to the spot, so maybe it is holding. Something we didn't see.
It is holding. It came in pretty late.
Yeah, it was really late.
Holding on the offense, yep. So that'll wipe out a nice pickup for Ryan Shepherd. Clock stop momentarily with 7:48 to go in the fourth quarter.
There's a spot foul right at the end of the play, so.
Mm-hmm. So a spotted now at the 39-yard line. They'll replay second down, make a second down, and let's call it 7 from the 39.
Hunter Kelly brings up second down. 7.
Well, I've always loved clock management like this. You know, you're getting down to 5 seconds on the play clock every time, which is a deliberate job of milking
the clock. Yeah, they're definitely going to milk it down here.
Hand off up the middle. Shepherd almost breaking tackle. Does break a tackle across the 50-yard stripe and knocked down at the 46-yard line. Picks up the first down and much, much more. First down, Vandegrift.
Yeah, love the way, again, just running with tremendous energy and strength. That's a pounding way on a defense, but great job by Grayland Spring out there blocking downfield.
Both hands on the football.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
And to your point, Hank, they've gotten pretty good at this milk of the clock.
Yes, they have. I think Jack Gullett doing a nice job. Ethan Barnard.
Yeah, Ethan Fisk on the near side here. Kind of clearing the way that time.
First down from the Raider 47-yard line. 6.5 to go. Hand off again, Shepherd. This time stacked up at the 45-yard line. They're going to be flung down there. They're giving 3 yards on the carry, second down and 7.
Another pancake that time by Jack Gullett. What'd you call him, a manimal?
The manimal, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a clear demonstration of his manimalistic tendencies on that play. Man.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive.
Yeah,
just watch the kind of push he's getting if you just zero in on the dominance that's being exerted right now by the Viper offensive line.
25, Ryan Anderson's on the opposite side that time, having a nice little tussle.
Brandon Gamble on the stop for the Raiders. Manimalistic.
I don't know.
I like that.
Hank started it.
The IQ of the booth is rising.
Made up words is an indication of hierarchy.
And we'll pause this second for station identification as we have a timeout in the field. So good timing. This is Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTAE AM Elgin, KT70CO Red Rock. This is The Horn.
Card My Yard. When good news comes.
comes your way, skip the card and stake the yard. It's the easiest way to decorate for any celebration. We do all the work for you. Book your order online and we'll set up the surprise and take down the decorations afterwards. Grand opening, anniversary, or any special occasion. Card My Yard. 95 franchises throughout the U.S. Now a proud sponsor of your school. Visit CardMyYard.com today.
Hey, it's Eric. You've heard me talking about my golf carts. And not just any golf cart. Candy apple red, jacked up, got the rims on it. No, I got a sweet ride from Kenfield Golf Cars.
So beautiful.
New, used, rental, whatever the case is, whatever you're in the market for, Kenfield, they are the way to go. Kenfield's been king of the golf cart mountain here in Austin since 1979. After the sale, it's the service that counts. At Kenfield Golf Cars, I'll see you there.
Second down and seven after the timeout, and a handoff up the middle again to, I think it was Bowen Lewis down to the 41-yard line. It was indeed. Picked up another 3 yards. That'll bring up a third down, and let's call it four from the 41-yard line.
Perfect timing by Derek Cohen by that on that last one with the call, yeah. Right from the station ID to commercial and bringing us back right as we come out of that timeout. Nice work.
Well played. Thanks to Coach Sanders. He knew he had to get
exactly. We didn't have the guy on the side like Zach Lucero down there with his arms crossed saying, okay, Coach, it's time. Yeah. We're back from that TV timeout.
Third down and three here for the Vipers from the Cedar Ridge 41-yard line. The receiver's wide right. Back, handoff up the middle. Look out, 35. He spun down to the 32-yard line. A first down, but again, just so close to breaking it. Was Bowen Lewis. First down, Vandegrift.
Oh, 25, man.
Yeah, he looks like it. I mean, he just, one of those guys, if there was dirt out there, he'd be really dirty. Oh, you know, yeah. He'd just be covered in it. But,
Side, and that time with 25, Ryan Anderson winning the battle. Having a pancake. We have a guy pinned down, and you're on top of him after a pancake. I guess that's definitely a win for number 44. It's number 44 he's been going up against. Brandon Gamble, he's made a few good plays.
Yeah. First down and 10, handoff again. This time Shepard's going to be dropped down to the backfield for a loss. Coming in backside, Dominic Bolden, and junior defensive tackle making a nice play. Loss was a couple of yards in the play, second down and 12.
So impressed with this offensive line up against a highly regarded defensive front four. Having the better of the affairs today.
The clock, the Vipers' friend. 3:38 left in this one, up 35-6. This fourth quarter's gone by quick, too.
Yeah, well, you know, the Vipers have been
kind of standing around.
Controlling the football here. Yeah. And, you know, intent to just let that thing run.
Trips here to the near side. Lewis comes in motion, back rolling to his right. They're going to pitch it out to Lewis on the right side, up to the 35, and down to about the 32, maybe the 31-yard line. Pick up of about 2 or 3 yards. The only mistake there, he ran out of bounds.
Yeah, the only thing Coach will probably say about that play is...
Although the clock is still rolling here, which is interesting.
Referees are not signaling for a stoppage.
We're missing some clock stoppage rule.
That's a third down and 10 from the 32-yard line.
Cedar Ridge coaches don't seem to be protesting much.
No. One receiver wide right, two to the near side. Back, fakes the handoff, looking, firing over the near side, and caught in traffic at the 22-yard line. What a great catch.
Yeah, really nice job, Hank. Caught it with his hands.
Hands catching a mouth breather. What I like also there, Scott, is some intelligent route running by number 80, Graylin Spring. So he gets to the first down line to gain. So there's a lot of, you know, a lot of times you see the tendency to, you know, not have that situational awareness and, you know, maybe pull your route up short
and
some anxiety about getting the football. But he ran that route right to the sticks.
Yeah, he knew exactly where he needed to go.
Inside of 2 minutes left.
Two defenders hanging on the tin, went up high.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good, strong hands.
Back in the shotgun. He's got Shepard lined up to his right side. Play action. Back dropping, back firing. Fade pattern towards the end zone. And caught. Did he make the catch? No, they can say he's out of bounds. Nice catch.
May have gotten away with a bit of a push off anyway.
Yeah, but nice pitch and catch, good shot to take there to try to close this one out. Clock's still running. Must be the point differential here.
Yeah, 29 points, son. I don't remember that being a rule, but the clock is still running on an incomplete pass. Well, I'll be darned. Cooper Dupree, the intended receiver, made the catch but out of bounds. Coming up the one-minute mark.
Yeah, they're in victory formation now.
Yep. Took their shot. Now they're just going to take a knee and close it out. So the first knee taken. 1 minute to go here in this ballgame. 35-6 your score.
Maybe, is that something where the opposing coach can say, hey, you know, we can let the clock run?
It could be.
Yeah. I mean, that's a... Well, maybe a modification of some kind due to the COVID, but
yeah, it looks like they'll snap it one more time here, and that's going to do it.
Yeah, we'll get an explanation before next week's game for that. I'm not used to seeing this at the varsity level. One more snap. Ryan back takes the knee, and the teams will come off the field and gather on the sidelines and get ready for the virtual congratulations at the end of the game. You know, clean play game. We didn't see a whole lot of trash talking, no fighting going on down there. No, I don't think we had a single unsportsmanlike comment.
No, it wasn't really all that chippy. Of course, we're way up here. I mean, we'll get the lowdown from Zach when he comes back up. But, you know, clean football game all around. And, you know, great performance by the Vipers. I'm sure they're going to find a few things that they'll want to work on. But, you know, two solid halves of football. And, you know, pretty once again, a dominant performance. And the Vipers continue that. The Viper train continues to roll. And just continue to see progress and improvement every week.
35-6, the final score. The Vipers get the win. Extend their winning streak now to 19 straight district games. We'll take a break. Be back in time for the post-game show. We'll hear from Coach Sanders a couple of times, both on the interview and his hallmarks. And be back for more of the post-game show here. Rannigan Vipers with the win, 35-6 on the Austin Radio Network.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way to chicken eat, unbelievable sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best. Not to mention all the rest. Chicken tea is the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of spice, make a meal. Chicken eat is for real. Follow me to chicken eat. Gotta have their DG.
Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is from right here in Austin. As you know, Austin has several fine burger establishments. That's why we're especially proud that Zagat has rated Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes the number one burger in Austin. So is it Zagat or Zagat's? Like I said, there are several good burger places here in Austin. But as you know, there's good and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
Province CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandergrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandergrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to IndependenceTitle.com.
Viper fans, it's Coach Sanders, and with our weekly Viper Minute, and this is a minute or two, sometimes I can go along, about, you know, what we're about, as opposed to just X's and O's. I believe that a good football program is more than just football plays and trying to win football games, and so I've talked about our four hallmarks of discipline, effort, toughness, and honor. And then now we move on to our three questions that we ask ourselves. The first question that we always talk about is, are you committed to excellence? And that is such a simple question, but cuts right to the heart of the matter, is if you say you're committed to excellence, then everything is going to be great in what you do in your life and especially in the football program. And so we ask all of our young men that question: are you committed to excellence? Because if you say yes to that question, then that means then you're never going to miss a workout. That means that you're never going to have a day where you don't go full speed. That means that that's even going to carry over to the classroom, where A's in classes are what I do. And then my relationships are good because I'm committed to excellence in my relationships with my mom and dad, with my coaches, with my friends. And so you can see clearly how that connects to all areas of our lives. So, you know, this question of are you committed to excellence is something that is a building block for our success and really our young men's future success.
Are you ready for a smart home or new entertainment? Perhaps your technology doesn't work as well as you'd like. Give Bennett Technologies a call. They provide superior products and services for all your residential and commercial technology needs. They design, sell, install, and maintain smart homes, audio and video systems, automation, shading, lighting, and full networking solutions. Consumer or contractor, let Bennett Technologies hook you up. Online at BennettTech.net or 512-590-0633. Bennett Technologies. They make technology simple for you.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatment. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game. Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protection products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Your final score, the Vandegrift Vipers victorious tonight on homecoming night at Monroe Memorial Stadium. Earl Burchett, Scott Schaaf for Hank Hudson. Here's Zach Lucero still waiting down to the sideline to get the interview with Coach Drew Sanders. Derek Cohn back at the studios. And Hank is furiously tabulating again. I'm guessing, Mr. Hudson, that the numbers are pretty one-sided in favor of the good guys.
No, very one-sided. So he put up about 350 yards of total offense, right around 197-200 is what I've got him for rushing yards. Ryan Back is 10 of 18 for 156 yards, one touchdown pass to Bowen Lewis. He caught two for 58 yards in that TD. Taylor Dumar caught three passes for 47 yards. Graylin Spring, number 8, he caught one pass for 11 on a big key third down conversion. And we might want to talk about the conclusion of the stats about the third down conversion rate today was just absolutely superlative. You had Ryan Shepard caught two passes for 40 yards, and Braden Buchanan a catch for 9 yards. On the ground, you know, pretty blue-collar performance and a really nice even distribution of carries for number 4, Ryan Shepard. He carried 11 times for 48 yards, 2 touchdowns. And then Bowen Lewis, 13 carries for 47 yards. Hair's breadth away from breaking some big plays.
A couple of times.
What sticks out to me is that third down conversion rate. Also, I counted 7 plays tonight, guys, that were of 20 yards or greater, including a couple of scores. And, of course, the big pick 6 TD from Logan Arnold. So a lot to be happy about if you're a Viper fan.
Yeah, just, I mean, great distribution all around. I mean, it took him a while to kind of get through all the different guys that were involved in the win tonight. And, I mean, it's a great sign for this, you know, Viper fans everywhere when you look at how many different guys are contributing on offense. I don't know how in the world you game plan for all that, but you got a lot of guys that can score for you and make big plays. And then defensively, just another standout effort by the defense to give up the one score, which Coach will may give him a hard time about. But overall, you know, held what we saw was, a, you know, at their best was a pretty potent offense, but held them in check all night.
We talked about the personality of the team and learning what that personality is week after week. We talked about how they're starting quicker. That seems to be personality. You touched on it, Hank. Big plays. I don't remember the Vipers being known as a big play offense. That's really become a characteristic of this team this year.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, you can go back to the sort of Travis Brannon and Paxton Seguina days, the Jamie Hudson. I mean, those guys could, you know, score from downtown. But it's been a while. It's been more of a sort of methodical ball control kind of offense. It still sort of is, but they've got, you know, they've got that big play ability mixed in, which I think makes it for a great combination for that offense.
So 35-6, the final score. The Vipers celebrate down in the field. We're going to send it back one more time for one round of breaks. When we come back, we'll hear from Vipers head coach Drew Sanders. Zach had a chance to catch up with him. And then Zach will be back up here to join us for the final thoughts. And we'll get out of here to get you on your Halloween weekend. 35-6, final score. Postgame will continue right after this break on the Austin Radio Network.
Does your home need a fresh look? The designers at Budget Blinds are here to help. Budget Blinds have been Austin's local window covering experts for more than 10 years. They have the largest selection of window coverings, including shades, plantation shutters, drapes, and even outdoor patio shades. And all can be controlled with a touch of a button or the sound of your voice. Budget Blinds of Austin and Hill Country has a style and service for every budget. Give Budget Blinds a call at 512-593-5505 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com to schedule your in-home consultation and get inspired today.
Budget Blinds.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandergrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Hey, it's Eric. You've heard me talking about my golf carts. And not just any golf cart. Candy apple red, jacked up, got the rims on it. No, I got a sweet ride from Kenfield Golf Cars.
So beautiful.
New, used, rental, whatever the case is, whatever you're in the market for, Kenfield, they are the way to go. Kenfield's been king of the golf cart mountain here in Austin since 1979. After the sale, it's the service that counts. At Kenfield Golf Cars, I'll see you there.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Cobra commitment for yourself. Cobra Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CobraCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
And here's Zach Lucero socializing down there on the field. I'm not sure we'll get to him or not, but he did have a chance to catch up to head coach Drew Sanders just a couple of moments ago. So let's hear what Coach Sanders had to say about tonight's big win.
All right, Coach, big 35-6 win over Cedar Ridge. Continuing to be perfect in district. What are your thoughts?
You know, I'm real pleased with our ability to come out and finish this thing off. You know, it is mentally hard at times to be up at half and still come out and play sharp, and I thought we did that.
Because offensively, you said you wanted to see a little bit more in the first half. In the second half, you continue to put points on the board. What can you say about that unit?
Yeah, they're getting better and better. We always got things to clean up, but just proud of them and excited for the district victory over a good team.
And then, Coach, defensively, you guys continue. I mean, 6 points there at the end, but, I mean, you guys continue to put up great showings day in and day out. What can you say about that unit?
They're playing really good right now. Obviously, lots of improvements and things to do, but, man, they're really starting to kind of get in their own, and they're starting to it kind of, you know, you heard this saying, success breeds success. That's kind of what's starting to happen with our defense right now.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah.
Connecticut Vipers head coach Drew Sanders. I apologize those in the video if you couldn't pick that up, but we got the gist of it anyway out there, and he seemed a lot happier than he did at halftime, guys.
Yeah, I think he was pleased. You never want to get too sort of overly exuberant at halftime. You definitely want to play four quarters. And he talked about he wanted to see his team come out and be sharp in the second half, even though they were up big. And so you're always going to be a little bit reserved. And I think he saw what he wanted to see out of his team in the second half. I had a chance to talk to him earlier today, as we sort of typically do before the games. And he said, this is the kind of team that if we want to be a district champion, this is the kind of team that we need to beat. And they certainly did that tonight and, did it convincingly.
Yeah, well, very convincing. And I'll tell you what, big plays. What's interesting to me about the big plays, so I counted 7 over 20 yards, but none of them were greater than 40. So when we say, big plays, I mean, they're sort of medium big. But you've got 3 drives that are 10 plays or more. You start the game off in your first possession. You got a 5-minute drive to score after forcing the Vista Ridge to go 3-and-out. And then here at the end of the game, you killed off the game with a drive that was 10 plays and conceivably scored again. So Viper's very much in control in the game, and just great job of clock management. Game management has always been a strength for Coach Sanders, and we saw it again tonight, and just putting the game away.
And as Zach O'Sara has made his way up here and joining us now, the Vipers win every single quarter. That's something the coaches look for as well, right?
Yeah, especially when you got a defensive coach like Coach Sanders. They'd love to see that. Love to see that 6 on the board. And it kind of looks like a 0. It's close enough.
Close enough.
They even got him to miss the extra point. So, if you play a team like Cedar Ridge, you're talking about big plays. I mean, that's something that Cedar Ridge has been capable of for years. And you really eliminated that from their offense. I was talking to some of my former baseball coaches, offensive coordinator over there, Coach Reeves, and he was just saying, you got to execute if you're playing Vandergriff, and they didn't do that. And that's something that Vandergriff can take away from you. Whatever it is that you think you're good at, Vandergriff's going to make you try to beat them another way, and they couldn't really get anything going. And I think that's a testament to the defense. It's a testament to the offense for sustaining long drives and keeping that defense out there. And I still think that this is probably the second best defense in the district. Granted, that gap's probably pretty big behind Vandergriff, but I mean, this is a good team. I mean, this is a team that was a few turnovers away from being competitive against Vista Ridge. This is a team that's going to compete. So I mean, if like Coach Sanders said in the interview, I mean, if you're going to be a champion, you got to win games like this. And I think convincingly, too, which is something that Vandergriff hasn't always done. So to do it convincingly, I think is an even bigger statement.
It strikes me as odd that it's almost, I don't want to say routine, but it's almost expected that the Vipers are going to win. They're coming in as the favorites, and until somebody knocks them off, that's going to be the case. And so far, knock on wood, nobody's really come all that close to doing it except for Cedar Park, and they're not in the district.
That's right on, and what a sea change that is from a couple of years ago when they were the underdog, and I think they were picked to finish fourth or fifth in this district that very first year, and then to start the run with this undefeated run, it's pretty amazing. Now the preparation starts right now. They'll have some, they'll yuck it up in the locker room right now. But the coaches are going to go get to work immediately after the conclusion of the festivities in the locker room, and they're going to get to work and prepare for a Westwood team. Hey, look, I mean, the game tomorrow against Fitz is going to be interesting. They're 2-1. The one loss is against Lake Travis. And, they got handed to them, but their 2 wins against Southwest out of San Antonio and then Stony Point were blowout wins, and they put up big numbers. They've got one of the most exciting quarterback talents in Central Texas, so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch next week.
Yeah, and this is a quarterback that's had success against Vandergriff, too. I mean, this is a Division I quarterback, and I mean, if you struggled with Ryder Hernandez, you're going to do the same thing against RJ Martinez. But I mean, again, I go back to that Cedar Park loss. I mean, you learned how to Ryder Hernandez beat us, and how do we prevent that from happening, and prevent RJ Martinez from doing the same thing. And I think that win and beating a good defense today, like Cedar Ridge, beating a good quarterback in Brown over at Vista Ridge, really prepares you to again make another big statement win over Westwood next week.
And we're going to have to do it at their place on a short week, and in a place that was literally a house of horrors last year with the lights going out and the wind and the rain and all that kind of stuff. Hopefully the weather's going to be a little bit better, but it's going to be an interesting ball game on Thursday night. I'm guessing the Vipers are actually looking forward to the short week because they want to get back out on the field and keep this thing going.
Yeah, so, I mean, the weather is finally football weather. And I think what's even more exciting about that game is because, I mean, in years past, it's like, okay, all we have to do is shut down RJ Martinez and we'll win this game.
Right.
I mean, Westwood's playing defense this year, too. I mean, it's something that we've seen with Cedar Ridge. So, again, the offensive team playing a little bit of defense, getting over that hurdle today will definitely help next week. But, I mean, it's not just shut down R.J. Martinez. I mean, this is a pretty well-rounded team, probably one of the better teams that Westwood has had in a while.
Yeah.
So, again, this will be another big statement win on a path to a district championship.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit like a return to the scene of the crime from that deal two years ago going to play Westwood. But I will say that, I'm excited, to see him play again, Martinez. But, isn't it about time the guy graduates? I mean, how many years of eligibility does the guy have? He's an exciting player. And I know Coach Sanders, they're excited to play against great players.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to see how they go about their preparation and what they bring next week.
Yeah, that'll be a great test for the Viper defense. We've been talking about them and singing their praises and but they haven't had a test quite like what Martinez is gonna bring on Thursday. So great test for that Viper defense. But you feel like Westwood has been one of those teams that at least I have felt like they've been sort of on the come up for the last couple of years. They have played against the Vipers probably as well as anybody in the district. Kind of always even when they weren't as talented.
Right.
They just had a certain attitude, and now kind of the talent has come along. They balanced out the high powered offense with a defense that's playing well. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. We could have a great great matchup on Thursday.
Well, we set the table here. Let's go around the room one last time and get final thoughts. Put the bed to this one and get ready for Westwood next week, Zach.
Yeah, I think great overall win. Great, all aspects of the game. And I think we're talking about R.J. Martinez, but the last time we faced one of the best quarterbacks in Central Texas, and Kyle Brown. We shut him down. So let's do the same thing.
Yeah, but I vote for that too. I really, really solid win all around. Setting them up perfectly for being ready and riding that wave of momentum going into, every week's the biggest game of the year that you have to play because it's the only one you can play that week. But this one's going to have a little extra special something to it. And look, you got a Westwood program that is on the rise, and there's nothing that would, make a represent a signature win for their program and kind of knocking the Vipers off. So they will absolutely be ready, but rest assured that Coach Sanders and his staff will have the Vipers ready as well.
Oh, that is so true. This is going to be a big football game, maybe the showcase game in Central Texas next week. Dominating performance tonight from the offensive line. We were really looking forward to that showdown in the trenches with our Hogs versus their big guys on the defensive line. And, dominated most of the game, most of the proceedings. We ran the ball for nearly 200 yards. Just an outstanding performance again by the defense, another defensive touchdown. And what Zach said in talking to the guys down there and the opposing coaches, Coach Sanders is always going to take something away from you. So, it's going to be interesting to see how they come out next week and the game plan to take something away from that Martinez-led offensive juggernaut over at Westwood.
So that's going to do it for us tonight. And as we said, we will be back with you next Thursday night from the Kelly Reese Athletic Complex as the Vipers will take on the Westwood Warriors. From our broadcast partners, Mr. Scott Schopners and Hank Hudson, Zach Lucero, our producer and sideline reporter, and Derek Cohen, our producer back at the studio, my name is Merle Burchett, signing out from Monroe Memorial Stadium in Austin, where the Bandicoot Vipers had defeated the Cedar Ridge Raiders by a score of 35-6. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a safe and happy Halloween. And we'll see you next week right here on the Austin Radio Network. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Brought to you by Kenfield Golf Cars, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Mighty Fine Burgers, Bartlett, Texas Family Physicians, Rock Solid Construction, Dr. Crawford Texas Orthopedics, Weinheimer Well, Card My Yard, Bennett Technologies, Texas Malibu, Budget Blinds, Big Red Car Wash, Province CPA, Chicken Express, Independence Title, and Covert Auto Group. Coming up next, it's the Flex Post Game, powered by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network.